Red World.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you into the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
You will not be in my clearing.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here. In your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out, not knowing I've given everything I've got.
Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance. We need to be away from fire to keep it missing. That doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at that throne. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Little Tony.
Junior, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man? What's happening? Meatball, what's happening? Fred. What's going on, brother?
Tone, what's going on? Tone, what's going on, Junior?
What's up? What's happening?
Man, what's it feel like, man?
It's another Sunday, man. What's going on, brother? Come on, come on. Fred, open
it's
the door,
a beautiful
man.
Day, man.
Tell us what's happening, man.
What's up, June? What's up, Ball? What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on with you,
Fred?
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what's going on, everybody, man? Hey, I'd like to send our shouts out to our sponsors. You know, the Mafia Group, always with us every weekend. Our big sponsor, Big Fred, man, down in East English Bar and Grill, East Side Detroit. Tone, June, Reg, me. Let's get it, man. What's going on? We and hold on. We are live and unmotherfucking cut tonight, as always. Rule number one, no snitching. Rule number two, no mute mics. Rule number three, no backstabbing.
Hey, man.
Who babysitting? I come up with the rules every week.
Okay. So no babysitting either, or is babysitting one of the rules now?
Yeah, babysitting too. Babysitting is allowed. If you want to, yeah, babysitting is allowed for me.
That's what's happening, man. Well, what's going on, Fred?
Nothing much, man. Yeah, I'm here, Joe. Nothing much, man. You know, just trying to maintain, keep everything going, you know.
There you go.
Working at the basketball going and working around the house and stuff.
How's everything going on? How's everything going at the East English Village?
Village Bar and Grill.
Yes,
East English Village last night. We hosted our first wedding reception last night. The guy rented the bar for a wedding reception. Hey,
right.
I told him I do all wedding receptions after that one.
There you go. So that means that was a success.
Oh man, that was successful. And he, as he said, he saved a lot of money on his drinks. You know, far as you know, he had reception. You sponsor everything.
Right.
You know? So he came up with the idea. Well, he produce the food, but the liquor would be on the guest. And
there you go. That's what's up.
It turned out great. Yeah. So I work this weekend.
There you go. You know, blessings come slow, but they come. That's the main thing, brother. That's a good thing.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, what's happening, Meatball? What you got on the table tonight, brother? What's going on in the grudge world?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I mean, shit, it's your world, baby. All I'm doing is working the board, brother. You know,
man. Well, we do report it. They had a race going on at Martin, Michigan. I'm hearing they had
right.
a shootout. I wish somebody could get on and give us some updates about the race that went on that took place yesterday. I heard Jimbo pulled another win off, won another shootout.
He's on fire, man. He's on
the,
fire.
The man is on point and on fire. And I'd like to get him on you know, get a lot of things, you know. First off, Tone, is Tone on?
Tony.
I'm well, sorry, I had my mic muted. I was on mute. I'm sorry, I'm here.
Hey, Tone.
Yes, sir.
You know, I got to report it because, you know, it's the show, the Sunday show, and I got to report it. You know, it was all over social media, Facebook and Instagram, Twitter and what's the other shit they got going on? Yeah, Instagram, all that shit. Connie Chung called me and everybody. Everybody called me and shit. You know how the Japanese bitch got my number, brother. She called me.
Hey, so he got a call from Linda Hugh, Donna Hugh, and fuck you.
Yeah, Connie Chung called me. I thought that bitch retired. But
hey ball, you right. Connie Chung, MBS CNN, TNT. I got to call them BET. I mean, you got to call from every media source in the nation in the last 24 hours.
Hold on. Y'all gotta let me in because we did get a translated message from Univision. So.
Okay. And, you know, I got to report it because, you know.
Let me say it in Spanish. In English, Univision. Well, let's roll. Let's get with it, brother.
Hello?
Are you still there, Meatball?
We like we lost ball.
No, he's still on. He's still on. Well, I'm. There you go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to click over. Tom, you know, all on the social media, it said that you, you know, how all this took place, how you pull and you know try to pull a plug on the event due to the weather. And I think when you put it on there, and can you explain to a couple of people that didn't understand or why you called that event yesterday? Because, you know, a lot of people, well, we always know that a lot of people are going to have mixed emotions, mixed judgment, all kind of dumb shit. And, you know, you hear it from the real, you know, from you. And, you know, we can, hey, it is what it is. You know, but... You know, you give your – I mean, it's always another side of the story, and I want to hear your side because you're the one who pulled the event and said, you know, it wasn't right, you know, have people travel hours, numerous ways out of state to come to a rained-out event, which that was good because you're not only just not thinking about the, how they call it, the almighty dollar, you know what I mean? You're thinking about the sport, the people who travel.
Right. I mean, you know, we in the event, you know, it's partners, it's me, Slouch, Reggie, and Chad. And, you know, we, like everybody else, we've been watching the weather all week, and it didn't look like it was getting no better, pretty much staying stable. And it averaged at about 70%, you know, depending on which weather network you looked at. Some said 50, some said as much as 90. So that's why I'm getting, you know, averaged about 70%. So I mentioned to Reggie that, you know, we it ain't looking good. You know, we might want to have a team meeting and, you know, go ahead and call it. So we got together to have a team meeting, and they wanted to stay hopeful and proceed. Where I said, you know, It just wasn't looking good. I mean, if the percentage was 70% and it said up until maybe 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning and then clear out, you know, I'd have felt more comfortable with proceeding. But, I mean, the 70 basically maintained, you know, the entire 24 hours. So I told him I really don't see where, you know, on the law of averages, I don't see where it would be advantageous for us to proceed with the race. Because we had people, you know, coming from multiple states. And like you say, I mean, people planning to take off work or postponing, you know, other things they could have been doing with their families. So I told them, you know, I think it would be best that we cancel the event. If it was 40, maybe even 50, we'd have gambled. But when you get up 70, 80, 90s and all that, you know, historically you pull the plug. And, you know, they wanted to remain hopeful that it would work out. And, you know, me personally, I was in disagreement with it, which, you know, as a group, you know, you're not always going to agree on everything. But, you know, it was just a difference in opinion about it. So other than the argue, fuss, and fight and go back and forth with them, I said, well, you know what, you know, since it's a majority rule situation and y'all want to proceed,
I'm going to step out of it. And, you know, I really, you know, just said I'll be done with that group altogether and, you know, let them finish out, you know, the next show that we have. And, you know, no hard feelings, no love losses, just, you know, our visions are different for where we're trying to go with these events. So, you know, I stepped out and, you know, let them go ahead and do their thing. And, you know, that was it in a nutshell.
I changed the camera. Back and now it's working now, are you?
All right. Tone?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yeah, well, I mean, well said, you know what I mean? I mean, no love lost. It's just no hard feelings.
So, you know, I heard that they did, people did go out and they did have a shootout and, you know, all that's great. I don't know the extent of it, but I sincerely hope that things worked out, you know, for them. But, you know.
I was reading it or whatever, and they had some top cars there. I can't take that away. They had top cars there. Jimbo, Brian Davis, SVO, Wicked Quick Racing, the Hake Tank, you know. So.
That's good.
Hey, Tom, I
hope things worked out well for them. Huh?
Go ahead. There was one misconception with regards to everything that I've seen and read, and this is a thing which I want to clarify. Again, other than the relationship that you and I have, I have no dog at all in this fight. Me, I'm a part of the Motor City Mafia. But, you know, there was a lot of people that posted, My opinion on people's posts, especially when they're ignorant, they don't really mean much. I don't really care for them. But when you don't know a person, when you don't know a person's integrity, when you don't know how a person stands, I know Tony as a racer, okay? And one of the hardest things for him is to either not attend the race or have to pull a plug on the race, you know. So when you got these people speaking about, oh, you know, you canceling because of a financial gain, I honestly think, and I say this like this, and if anybody's offended by what I'm saying, again, this has nothing to do with Tony, Motor City Mafia, none of that. This is my personal opinion. You can kiss my motherfucking ass. Because if you don't know a person to judge a person, then in my opinion, you ain't shit. Find out the facts first and see the reasons why a person does the things that they do before you jump to conclusions and you start posting things or making comments that in reality you know nothing of. And the bottom line, again, this don't reflect Tony, anybody else. It ain't none of your motherfucking business. You know, that's the only
thing. What financial gain, what financially would I have gained?
Well, I mean,
suggesting that we pull the plug on the event.
Okay, you know how comments I made. Well, you shouldn't guarantee purchase things of that nature, or it's because you feel there's going to be a low participant count because of it. That isn't even the issue, but you have some people that are so fucking simple-minded that they fail to understand. If you look at anything and everything with regards to what yous have done, with regards to grudge racing, with regards to the fans, with regards to the racers, everything has been to try to make it basically what you would want it to be when you show up to an event. These things that you see in play aren't things that you were obligated to do. These are things that you're doing. You make it fan-friendly. You make it family-friendly. Most tracks, most grudge races, they don't give a fuck about the family. All they give a fuck about is that check coming through the door, you know? So how can a person say that the reason you're canceling is because of financial gain more than anything? Okay, you want, at some post, let the racers decide. Okay, how do I look knowing that I'm not comfortable with it? I'm going to have you come over here knowing damn well that regardless of what the outcome is, why would I waste your time?
And
you know,
Junior, I was getting calls, texts, and emails from people literally all over the United States that were planning to come. And they was, you know, telling me that they were looking online at the weather and it looked like it's going to be a wash. And my reply was, yeah, it ain't looking too good, but, you know, me and my partners, we're going to get together and see if we can come up with it. I'm telling them, you know, I'll keep you posted. They said, all right, but I'm going to support you. I'm coming to support you. If you say it's a go, I'm going to come. So when a person shows that type of loyalty and support to me, I got to show them loyalty and support back. How do I, in good conscience, ask them to come on and proceed? And I feel strongly in my heart that it is going to rain out. I mean, you know, we talking to individuals in California, Florida, Georgia, Texas, you know, the Carolinas, and these guys constantly call me. They saying it's not looking good, but if you say you're going to have a show, then I'm coming. Junior, I couldn't ask these people to come that distance, and I felt in my heart that it was going to rain out. So, you know, I told them, nah, you know, it ain't looking good. You know, go ahead and stay home, but I appreciate, you know, your attempt to support. You know, I didn't feel that would have been the right thing to do, because me as a racer, one of the most heartbreaking things in the world is to get somewhere with the intention to either race, test, or whatever the case may be, and it get rained out. Man, that's, you know, see, a lot of people don't realize, you know, some outsiders looking in don't realize what it even takes for you to show up at the drag strip. You know, all the time, all the money, and for those of us that got wives and girlfriends, all the flack you got to hear when you tell them, this weekend I'm not going to be with the family, I'm going racing with the guys. You know, that's always got all type of contingencies and stipulations with it. Okay, when you come back, you got to do this, and then I want this, and that. You know, all the flack you got to hear, you know, behind that. So you go through all that, jump through all them hoops to get to the track, and it rain out on you. You know, if it was 40 or even 50%, then, you know, I'd have felt right. Different about it. I'm like, okay, well, that's a gamble, but it's a 50-50 gamble. But when we looking on the weather and it's saying 70, 80, 90, and the last one that somebody had posted said 100% chance, why do you proceed? Drag racing and rain cannot coexist. Now, if we was doing a football game or a soccer game, hey, man, let's go. But to drag race, and like I say, it wasn't a situation where 10 o'clock at night it's a 70% chance of rain that it'll start raining, or 9 o'clock in the morning it's a 70% chance that it'll start. It was from 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. So, you know, I just didn't see where it would have been in the best interest of the racers and the fans for us to continue to ask people to show up. So, you know, my partners didn't see it that way. So, you know, it, like I say, it was no hard feelings, no ill words. It was just, well, you know, all the people that were saying that they were coming specifically in support of me, I'm going to suggest to them, I'm going to tell them I appreciate it and suggest that they don't show up. And I myself wasn't going to show up. And, you know, we left it at that. And, you know, I let the guys know that, you know, we got two different visions as to the way that we want to go with what we're doing. So, you know, maybe I'll take my vision and go a different way and let them continue on the path with their vision. Because in my opinion, with 70, 80% chance of rain, that wasn't even a topic for discussion. That was a no-brainer to pull the plug on it, which ultimately is what they did anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, if the again, this my own opinion. I mean, you got to do what you feel is right, regardless. You know, and if I'm traveling, you know, and I'm going somewhere to support you, the last thing I want, because I don't want nobody to do it to me. If you knew this wasn't going to happen, regardless of what the turnout of the weather, how it may have changed, you know, the initial intentions, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to have to show up, because I'd be the first one to cuss you out, man. I mean, really?
I mean, but, and you know what, Junior? I had quite a few people that was calling me saying, man, what's this? I hear the race is canceled. I said, yeah, because of the rain. They say, it's raining? I say, no, it's, you know, I gave them the percentages and told them that, you know, it was supposed to rain. They said, oh, man, damn, I'm glad you said something, because I wasn't even watching the weather. I just assumed that it was a go. A lot of people weren't watching the weather. You know, I mean, they know the event coming up. Nobody said nothing different, so it's evidently it's going to be good. A lot of people wasn't watching it. But, you know, us as the promoters, you know, it's our job to watch it so that we can make the call whether it's going to be a yay or a nay. You know, the fans of racing and the racers, it's not their job, you know, to watch it. So, you know, I felt that that was our responsibility, and it was our responsibility to, you know, make an educated decision on do we proceed or do we not. And I felt like the best decision was, you know, to pull the plug on it.
Well, I mean, there you got it. I mean, to me, it is what it is, and we're going to continue to move forward, you know. But I had to state what I did. I know you ain't a Facebook, you know, and there's
right.
Certain things that when it's no different. Right now, the lines are open. The same as Reg, Slops, Chad. I mean, at any given time, it ain't because it's a matter of disputing it. But before you hear all this little side shit and you get everybody guessing and talking crazy, I mean, the option's there. Whatever you felt, whatever you think, you can express it. And I mean, that's just what it is. But, I mean, I'm glad that you spoke upon it, Tone, because if anybody does have any questions, I mean, ask away, you know. But I know one thing, and I'm saying this again, this is my personal opinion. Ain't nothing stopping the Motor City Mafia if that's what people think, you know. Ain't nothing going to stop it, bro. It's still coming, so. I mean, we got some lines here. You want me to go up? Meatball, you got anything else? What's going on, man?
What you say, Joe? I was on mute. I'm sorry. I was doing something. What you say, Joe?
Shit, you got anything else? Because, I mean, we got a couple lines here. We can open them up if y'all got anything going on. Oh, I got one thing. This Saturday, September the 6th. Hold on. Before I let this run the way it's going to run, September the 6th, Big Sham. The reunion. You guys from Michigan are more than welcome to come. We're going to have a lot of street car action. And I can personally say this. If y'all cross that state line, we're going to have somebody over here to accommodate your ass if y'all trying to engage.
Hey, Junior.
Definitely.
Hey, Junior.
Yes,
Junior.
Yes,
you must forgot that I was coming over there. What you mean if we cross the state line? Lord, look, take take it easy when you talk like that and I'm still on the phone, because you know I'm coming to play, man.
Okay, I'm going to do this real simple now. If y'all decide to cross the state line of Michigan into Indiana and make it anywhere near U.S. 41, we gonna have a motherfucker to accommodate y'all ass.
Okay, Jim, and for clarity, this is predominantly a street car and streetable car.
Yes.
Grudge street event, correct?
And streetable type cars, yes, sir. You know, and the
all
faster right. the faster cars, I'm pretty sure there's gonna be somebody hiding, waiting on y'all too. You know, but for the most part, this is street and streetable type cars. But I mean, anybody can show up. You know, there's gonna be some big tire car there. You know, there's gonna be some back half cars. There's gonna be some of them faster stock suspension cars. But for the most part, for them street and streetable cars, I wish y'all motherfucking would please come across. But I understand also. I understand also. Most people don't like to travel to get their ass blowed up, so I'm cool with that.
Well, you know, Junior, I'm a pain freak. Now let me give my disclaimer. Anybody in the state of Illinois that drives their vehicle from their home to that drag strip got action.
You know what I'm gonna say with regards to that, right? You're gonna get what you asked.
I'm gonna drive my car from Detroit to 41, race all day if possible, and turn around and drive it back home. Anybody you got over there that comes through the gate that can do that, he got action. I got five on 1,500 or better.
Okay.
For any car that
Tony.
Because, see, I got a real street car.
I just did my OOSHA because I'm trying to maintain my composure, bro. You know damn well anytime you come on this side, you get accommodated. That's not a problem. You will get. Yeah.
I ain't worried about nobody over there but Skin.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I'm scared to death of him.
Okay, I'm gonna say this to the rest of the guys. Y'all can follow little Tony on there. And on your way back, y'all can lick your wounds together going back home. You make it down here, y'all going to get fucked up. But I just wanted to put that out there, though. Let me go and open up a couple of these mics and see what's happening, man. 313-7173, your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior? What's going on, Tony? It's Shaking Bait.
Shaking
Bake,
what's happening?
What's
going on, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I just want to say, call in and support the show. Sorry what happened to your father. And
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Okay. And little Tony,
yes,
whatever decisions you make, I hope they are blessed with. You do what your heart feel is right.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
All right. I'm going to go on mute. I want to sit back and listen to the show, but I'm at work right now.
All right.
We're going to leave it open. All right, Shake. 85. Hold on a second. I ain't got my glasses on. 856-6455. Your mic is open. 856-6455, your mic is open. Oh, I'm sorry, 586, God. I told you I ain't got my glasses.
Damn.
Listen, I said I ain't got my glasses on. 586-6455, your mic is open.
God damn, I said, man, I never heard no error code like that.
That was an outburst,
and you know how I get sometimes. Go ahead, please finish.
Now y'all know why I stay away from the sauce too, damn it.
Open up the damn mic, you blind motherfucker.
Well, his mic is, your mic is open if you're coming on. If not, let me go on to the next one. 312.
Hey, you sure that's 312 or is it 213?
Yeah. 312-0684, your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior? What's going on, Tony? What's going on, Shake and Bake? What's going on, Detroit? What's going on, Michigan?
Larry,
what's
going
Larry,
on,
what's
man?
Up, man?
Hey, man. Y'all know I keep this 100, man. I have to come in on the program, man, and pay my dues, man, and also give my support, man, because I am also a great supporter of the Motor City Mafia, clocksoff.com, and the people in Michigan. You know, I like what y'all are doing, and so far so on, so every now and then I have to turn around and come in on the program and let you all know this. My other thing that I wanted to come in and say was this here. Lil Tony.
Yes, sir.
You are a general among generals, man. You know, I like what you do, Tony. You know, Tony, I had to leave from here and come there too. But I also got the text message of what was going down so far and so on too. And the decision that you made, in my own personal opinion, was all because of the people. It wasn't just because of, it was because of the people, you know. As well as you know and as well as I know, there's some other people that was from a lot of states along further than what I am, you know. And the shot that you called, Tony, hey, man, you know, I'm with you 100%, man. I appreciate it. And you know, I want to let you know that I appreciate it, too. And the most important thing about it, I wanted to let you know that because of the simple fact that everything that you've done, Tony, it's always been, in my own personal opinion, about the people, the drag racers, the fans, and I love the way that you work the fans and stuff, you know. And I just had to come in and say that, y'all, I don't want to take up a whole lot of y'all time. I want y'all to get on with your program, but I have to let little Tony know how I feel toward him. And the decisions that he make when he does something, you know, because I always try to be one of the first people there if I can get there, because he makes me so comfortable when I get there, you know. And then y'all fill in because everybody else turn around and they come in and they fellowship with me. So I love it all. But anyway, hey, Lil Tony, keep on doing what you're doing, man. God bless you, man. And Junior, same thing with you, you know, same thing with you, Shake, and the rest of the my fellow friends and so far and so on in Michigan, Detroit, whatever the case may be. I'm going to say, God bless y'all, man. And I'm going to get me a seat, and I'm going to sit down and finish and enjoy the program.
All right, Larry. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Let me open this other one up. 920, 5429, your mic is open.
What's going on, John?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
It's dope, man. It's dope. Lee Strang.
What's happening, Strangler? What's going on, brother?
And that thing, man, just got through barbecue. What's up? What up, Tony? Larry,
what's
up, baby? What up with it? Yeah, man, I ain't nothing much, man.
Father, how you doing, baby?
I'm all right. Nah, ain't nothing much, man.
Good
to
hear from
you,
man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Always, Les. Always.
All right.
Yeah, nah, I ain't doing nothing, let man. Shut this grill down, man.
Okay.
That's all, man.
That's a good thing,
man. Listen to the program.
Tell them people, man. Tell them people with them street and streetable cars, Tony. We will be accommodating them this weekend, Tony. But if you hear from me, you're gonna say I'm biased. What's happening, man?
Yeah, man. The people from Detroit need to come on down. Yeah, you, like you said, man, you cross that border. Y'all will be a blast.
Hey, Stokes, do y'all have anything in the Stranglers camp that you're going to drive to the drag strip?
Nope.
So everything's going to be on the trailer.
Everything we bring going to be on the trailer.
So y'all don't have street cars, but you have street to boat cars.
No, we ain't got no. Well, no, I ain't gonna say we got no freedom cars either.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. We got a Mustang. Yes, we do. We got a Mustang that's treatable. Yes, we do.
The boat.
Yes, sir.
For real.
Yeah. Okay. We drive it on the street. But when you see it, you might not want to, you might not want the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a naturally aspirated car or it has a power adder?
Power adder.
Yeah, I might be scared. Is it a roll cage in the car?
Yep.
Sounding more and more like a race car. I'm stand down.
Hold on, man. State troopers got roll cages in their car. What are you talking about,
hey,
man?
Hey,
you ain't never seen Smokey and the Bandit? Hell wrong with you. That shit don't win no motherfucking race.
I don't want none of that, Junior. I'm going to stand down.
Yeah. Well, I'm leave your mic open there, Stokes. But again, a meatball. Your street and streetable car, Autumn Assassin. You always telling me about. Come on.
Yeah. Tell me to get there on the 6th, man. Big Sham.
Yeah.
Bruce Leroy.
Yeah.
They put on one September 6th.
We gonna make it real. We gonna make it real easy for their ass too. We gonna make it real easy. You see.
Yeah.
Let me go. Don't. I'm gonna leave your line open, Stokes. Let me get this next one in. 313-0178.
Man, I just wanted to say that strangler, man. He Tony. He barbecuing just like Alabama, man. He ain't gonna do no.
September 6th, No Limit Raceway. We'll be there.
Hey, man.
He already practicing, Tone. He got his grill out.
Sir, take your name of business, sir.
Hey, that's
my partner there.
take your name of business, sir. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a professional spectator. My name is Kimo.
Oh, you a professional spectator now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Kimo, how you doing?
Oh, man, I've been spectating lately.
Man, it's good to hear from you, though, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, we had hey, Tone, I don't know if you were pain-free, but we had a motherfucker on the line the other day. Man, he had to be a pain freak. Man, everybody in Detroit was on his ass. And he stayed on the line for 3 hours taking that shit.
Did they get him? The man still ain't
locked in to this day.
Man, who is this individual, Kimo?
Huh?
Who is he? Who is the masked man?
Oh, man. He used to have a car called Black Death.
Man, shut up, man. Stop it. You talking about Dirty Condom 1?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, his thing is he coming to race everybody on a big tire. He don't give a fuck. He coming with 33s, but you got to keep your 28, 29s on.
Hold on. Hey, Tone, the name Def Con 1 sounds familiar, but...
No, it's Dirty Condom 1.
Okay. Meatball.
He changed the name.
I want to clarify this. Meatball. See, there you go again. He's sipping on that motherfucking bottle. This gentleman, Kimo, wouldn't happen to be a Cutlass?
Yeah. Back half.
Hey, Meatball, don't ever call me again with that joker on the phone after this shit I just heard, man. Don't ever call. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Hold on. Kimo, you say he coming to win, but he's stipulating the cars that he raced?
Yeah. He won't. Listen, man, the man won't even race Jimbo. Jimbo got a 28 on the bitch. He's not taking his Willy Bars off. Even had an Illinois on there. Told him leave everything on. They're gonna go to his ass. He told him, nah, he don't want none of that.
Oh, no. Tone, I got a call the other day. Again, I was minding my own business working. They called me. They got. If this is the same gentleman, I don't want to. Is this the gentleman that was supposed to engage with you in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. That okay. Well, they, you know, I got docked on my paycheck probably a good 40 minutes for being on the phone with this dude. So I know who got bamboozled on that day. All right. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Meatball, this for you. Don't ever call me with that joker on the phone, man. Not trying to lock in no race. Hell no.
But they told me he done locked in with you.
Yeah, him and Tyke locked in for the same race in Florida.
Right.
We just said to him, Tyke, you know, him and Tyke got to going back and forth, and Tyke said, Tone, man, fuck it. I don't care what he come with. Fuck him. Fuck his big ties. Fuck his willy bars. That's just going to make the victory that much sweeter. I said, well, Tyke, if you say so, fuck him. Lock his ass in. Hold on. But let me say this. He wanted all type of stipulations on, well, what if I don't make it, and what if this, and what if that? I told, hey, man, the same stuff that apply to you apply to us. We could break. We could blow up. We could shit. Get decide to retire. All them factors could apply, just like you. If we gonna lock in, we locking in. I want to start gambling right this second. And he and odd and dipped and dodged around it because we was locking in $2,500, and he didn't want to gamble that. I said, well, I tell you what, if you show up and don't go, you owe the $2,500. If for some reason you can't make it or don't make it, you only owe $1,000. And he was willing to agree to that.
Now, see, I try to lock him in for the same race because I know my little car be ready by here. He didn't even want to lock in with me. I told him all he can do is get some free money.
He didn't want to lock in? Hey, man, like I said, Kimo, I start work every morning, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Him and Tyke was on the phone before I got to work. I drove to work with them. I got to work. I set my phone down and went on and went to work. I figured when they finish, you know, doing what they're going to do, you know, they just get off the phone. At lunchtime, I come back at 12. They still on the phone. I had lunch with them. I get off, go back to work. Man, it had to be damn near 3 o'clock before they finally come to an agreement. I spent a whole day on the phone with them dudes, man. And that guy just wouldn't, you know, he didn't want to do it. But, you know, so don't, you just didn't spend it, you didn't date him long enough. See, I was, you was just trying to hit it and quit it. I went on, well, Tyke went on and spent the day with him.
See, what I do know about him, I wasn't going to spend his 10-hour shutdown fucking with him. I won't let him get a little sleep. You know what I mean?
Right. See, and that's what Tyke did. He was on the road, and Tyke was on the road. So they was, you know, they was both good with it. They didn't have no problem.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe we can get him on the line and see if he still want to lock in, or if he want to try to lock in. I don't know, man. But that individual got a lot of stipulations.
Well, I tell you this, they won't get me on the phone again with that trick bag. Hell no.
I talked to Lil Will, right? And Lil Will was a part of their camp. Last year, at the end of the year, I told him, he said, man, Kimo, what do you think I should do? I said, first of all, you got to get rid of Tony Buss and Avery.
That's a good starting point.
If we ain't gonna have sex at the end of the night, I ain't with all that courtship shit and driving around all day and going here and going there. No, I ain't with none of that. Hell, now if there's a guarantee at the end, I might think about it. But after
Junior, once Lil Will got away from that crew. Man, Lil Will done had 3 races in less than 2 months.
That's the Mighty Mouse, correct?
Yeah. Hey, Lil Will was with that crew 5 or 6 years, and they had 3 races. He had 3 of them in 30 days now.
That man going, man. I remember the days Lil Will called. That man was locking in left and right. Kind of shook me up. I said, wait a minute, man. I'm like, and you got a small block. He said, small block, small tire, stock suspension. My only power out of his nitrous. And, man, Lil Will had to lock in about 6 races, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he engaged.
And Junior, when he showed up at Martin, he was saying, I'm untested. Let me get a couple hits, and I'll see what I can do. Because he had planned to go testing prior to that, and I guess, you know, whatever happened, he didn't make it. Will put about 2 hits on it, and, man, that man went ham. Told him, I ain't got what I need, but I'm going to work with what I got. Come on. And the man went to grudge him.
That's right.
Got to shoot out. I mean, he was impressed me.
That's the way to do it.
He said he's looking for one guy right now. Cecil. Hey, he gonna test Cecil? You asshole! Wait a minute, Cecil, watch what you say now.
Young Money Cecil. Oh, see, you know, Cecil laid it down last week. He ain't taking a knife to a gunfight no more. He done with that.
You mean off the water, Cecil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He ain't taking a knife to a gunfight no more. He said, which Tony, you weren't on the show last week. You know, they say that if you got in the grudge game, if you got a small block, you might as well use it as a boat anchor. I beg to differ on that, you know, but, I mean, to each his own, you know. Some like turbo, some like blowers, some like big blocks naturally aspirated, some on spray, and some love small box.
Well, I better go and put it in the water because I still have a small block.
Timo, will it be this year or next year? Will you be ready to start 2015?
I should be. Yep. I'm trying to lock Avery in down at Florida. I will not miss that race.
So you will be ready for Florida?
Yes, I will be.
Avery. I'm going to say like Bookie. He listening, but he won't press the one button. He out there, though.
Avery, come out and play.
Come on. You had me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say, now that I know, you had me in the trick bag of the other days with all that whooping and hollering. You just needed somebody to talk to. You should have said that. Shit. Don't mess me up when I'm at work now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me open this one up right here. 313-8435, your mic is open.
Nope.
Close that one up, yep. But, I thought your man was serious about it, Tone. Shit. I really did. You know, he said to me, anything short of a tube chassis car, I don't give a fuck what it is. As long as it's nitrous, I was like, shit, you talking to the right person. Shit, I ain't got it, but I know who.
Was the Young Money crew on the phone when he was talking reckless like that?
Was Brian Davis
on the phone when he was talking reckless like that? Was Chad from Wicked Quick Racing on the phone when he was talking like that?
Was Don Yeh
on the phone when he was talking like that?
Wait. Boogie told him he could leave everything on and they go to his air. He told him, nah, he don't want none of that.
So he don't want a full-grown man. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Well, Junior, he got a full-grown man.
Yeah, but not all men are created equal.
So you saying he a pedophile?
I mean, if you, Listen to what I'm
was
saying.
SVO on the phone when he was talking like that?
If you ain't trying to engage with a full grown man, I mean, shit. Definitely.
No wonder he don't get on the computer.
Huh?
I said, no wonder he don't get on the computer.
Oh, no. You do that shit on.
He like to have sex with little boys or something. He's a grown man.
No. You do. Hey, they putting hooks in the motherfuckers do that shit on the computer now. You know, you better off, you know what, stay in the schoolyard walking around with a bag of candy because you cross the street, bro. At the liquor store, you going to find a full-grown man waiting for you, boy. Shit. Definitely. Let me go and open this up real quick. 312-0456-3. Boy, I'm bad with numbers today. 313-0456. Your mic is open. 313-0456. Your mic is open.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Could you bring in? I got a number for you. Hold on. Hey. Let me pull this number up.
Where is it? Hey, you laughing like you got some bullshit going on.
Hey, the number is area code 313. The last four numbers is 0456. Hey, I just got a text. Bring me in immediately.
I had just opened that one up. 313-0456. Your mic is open. 313-0456. Now, going once, going twice, partner. It's open. Yeah, I can hear you.
Fucking faggots. Hey,
motherfucker.
Hey, dude,
all right, all right, all right, all right.
One.
It's DEFCON 1, bitch. And hey, what Kimo want to lock in for, when and where? Let's. Whatever the fuck you want to lock in, lock his fag ass in right now. You
say, may I ask who's calling, sir? Hey, I got one thing to say, man. Before y'all get into y'all lock-in chemo, hey, you know I got docked 45 minutes for fucking with y'all on the phone the other days, man. That shit ain't cool. So include that doc pay. You might as well take it to the hour, sir.
We had that on the lock-in with Kimo.
Hey, listen.
Hey, Kimo.
When is Barty race? We're going to lock in for Barty race.
Man, you told me that you had a car, and you told me that your motor was in the car. Why the fuck is it going to take you so long to race? It's September tomorrow. Why did it take you to December? Get your ass down.
All right. Well, shit. Hold it, man. We got a race over here in Atlanta next week. You ready?
Atlanta.
Milan, motherfucker.
Yeah, is you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. You ready? Mm-hmm. Get your ass down with your car. We're always trying to campaign somebody else's shit. Bring your shit, man.
Now, listen. I got a small block, stock suspension. Mustang.
Bring your car, man. That's all I got to say. Bring your car. Bring your car. We're trying to get somebody else to fight your battles for you.
Avery. Well, right now, Avery, I got a small block, stock suspension, forced induction.
What did I just tell you, man? Fight your own fucking battles.
Hey.
Yeah.
I got a big block. On spray, on a 28. You let me move.
Why you just throwing? Why don't you just say whose car it is, man?
It's Brian Davis' car.
Lock his ass in.
You let him go?
Oh. No, I ain't letting him go. Nothing.
Hold
he can
on,
go as far as he want to go to the left or to the right.
You got a big tire with a wheelie bar. Let him move, and he'll knock your ass unconscious next
I'm
week. Not
letting him leave nothing.
Uh-oh. Man. Uh-oh.
Hey, not letting him leave nothing.
I think Brian Davis knocking him unconscious. He takes the wheelie bars off. motor bigger than mine.
Willie Bar. Brian,
his motor's bigger than mine, man.
When did that man let you pump his motor?
Motor bigger than mine.
When did the man let you his motor?
Ain't gotta pump it, man.
So how do you know it's bigger?
I don't really want to get off into saying what he got, but I seen under his ear, and I ain't got what he got. That I know.
Okay.
Hey, how do we know? You don't let nobody look under your hood, so we don't know what you got.
There you go, a motherfucker talking that ain't got oil pressure. Shut the fuck up and get the fuck off the motherfucking line.
Hey, I do got oil pressure. I just ain't got the car ready.
You ain't got nothing, man. Nothing.
Hey, would you want to lock in for Saturday? Small block turbo car? Blower car?
With your car, Kimo. With your car.
All right, well, my
car
won't
be racing. Get motherfuckers to fight your battles,
hey,
man.
Hey, hey. Okay,
I can find my own racist. I can find my own racist, motherfucker.
Listen, my car won't be ready to ball these races.
But then shut the fuck up and let me know when your shit ready. Hold on. First of all, I heard you say earlier that I didn't want to lock in. Lock your fag ass in for Baldy's race then. Right now.
Let's lock in.
$2,500 on $5,000.
$2,500 on $10,000.
Oh, shit.
Buy
a race.
Out the back door.
Your car. I'm not running out the back door.
Why not?
You have a problem with that? Yes or no? We ain't got to argue. If you got a problem with it, we just don't have to lock in. We ain't got a race. I'm not running the quarter. Do you want to run an eighth? Yes or no? If you don't, move on.
Why are you not willing to run the quarter mile?
All right, next. What else? What else are you talking about, Tony?
Listen, hey, I'm going to run you to the eighth, take you with a ball for your 10,000.
Jesus Christ.
You got a big block. You got a big tire. Get me
some tire, man. You don't know what I got.
And you short.
You ever seen under my hood?
And
you ever seen under my hood?
Oh my God! Here we go with these games, man. I lock it in for the five for your same for your and take your bar off. I'm gonna go your ass and take your wheelie bar.
Yeah.
Hey.
What else going on? Yeah.
Come on, I'll be your huckleberry. I'm locking in with Charles Manson at Baldy's race.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you already locked in, right?
Hold on. Okay, well, I'm trying to give you some more action.
Yeah, you already locked in. Why are y'all trying to go get people to fight your battles, man?
I'm sure if they want to lock me in,
they'll call me and say, get my ass down.
I got booking rights to that car. Head up, Pro
yep,
Tree,
right.
8th mile, 25 on whatever. We on 29s with no bar. Only power additive.
I let them call me and lock me in.
I let them call and lock me in.
Now,
Let me open this line up real quick, man. Let me see. The 708-9905, your mic is open.
I ain't pushed the web button, Junior. I'm just listening.
Okay. I seen it light up. Let me get these other two real quick. 586-7112, your mic is open. 586-7112, your mic is open. All right, go ahead, Tom.
That man ain't trying to go.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it, but
I tell you what, man. Why do me and you got to wait till I ain't trying to go? Get your ass down now.
I'm not ready. I ain't got oil pressure.
Because you start talking all that shit. Bitch,
you said that your shit was ready.
I ain't told you that.
Ready.
Well, if I was ready, I wouldn't have locked you in for Baldy's race. I'd lock you in for ASAP.
You'd be ready way before Baldy.
I don't know, man. My money kind of funny. I might not be ready then. I might have to owe you that $1,000.
I take it again.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to you again. Yeah,
ain't got a problem.
I got it from a fan's perspective. I have a question. You had claimed you would run anything short of a tube chassis car as long as it was nitrous. Now, why wouldn't you let, if you're equipped as you say, why wouldn't you let a stock suspension car move?
First of all, you got me mixed up. I ain't never tell you I engaged with any and everybody. I ain't never said that. I ain't got the biggest, baddest bitch around.
No, you told me, then you got me fucked up because you don't know who the fuck you talking to. You, when we spoke on the phone,
I know who you is and I know who you was on the phone. I ain't never said everybody got action.
We spoke that.
I ain't got no car like that.
Listen to what I said. You said anything short of a pro mod. Isn't that what you told me? I don't mess with two chassis cars. So I told you tire size don't matter, do it? You said no.
I said, yeah, I'm not going to mess with a chassis car, but I didn't say everybody in the world got action.
Well,
I ain't
okay,
say that.
Well, no, I never said everybody in the world.
I said what I won't consider messing with, and that's a chassis car. That's all I said. I didn't say everybody got action. I didn't say that.
You run John Doe down in Florida?
I don't know.
here we go.
I got somebody else in my sights, man. I'm not even, like I told him, I'm not even thinking about a John Doe. I got somebody else in my sights on their squad. I want to run them before I even think about running anybody. That's
Ooh,
that gold digger. I want to run him. If you don't want to run, just say, no, I won't run you. And then we'll move
man,
on.
Man, he ain't going to run you, man. You know he ain't going to run your slower than.
That's cool.
I heard he called, what's that? Damn, what's his name he's supposed to call it out? You trying to rob a motherfucker?
Rob?
Yeah.
I said I run that gold digger, and I said I run either one of them two Monte Carlos from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Regal from Chicago?
That black one?
Yeah.
He said no.
Fade to black. Are you talking about fade to black?
Yeah,
he said no.
I don't want them type of problems.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Donnie said no.
No.
Just said I run either one of those Monte Carlos or both same day.
What about SVO? You run SVO?
No, I don't want to see him.
Ooh,
God damn, bitch. So funny, man. So that's funny. You run him there.
I will.
All right, well, go ahead.
Why won't
if
you
I,
run it?
Listen, man, I just
small bows, small blocks.
Who I want to run?
Tires.
We're trying to pick races up for me. I just told you who I wanted to run.
Hey, how you fit? Hello.
Eight. Yeah.
Nancy,
how you fit?
Eight. That's some action.
How I fit? Who is it?
I'm just asking how you fit.
Who
you
is
got
it?
A street car? It's Stokes. You got a street car? Hell no, it ain't no street car.
You got a full blown race car, man. You wanna pick a street car.
Oh, I'm just asking, you know. I don't know who he is. But that's
nobody.
See everybody, you know. He turned oh, okay. Yeah. I see you turning down everybody race. Everybody
why
wants
you,
that,
why
you turn them down.
Why are you picking and choosing races, little Tony? What you want to do with that Cadillac? What you want to do
with
that Cadillac?
With what?
Another Cadillac.
I want to race it.
When?
Whenever you ready.
You ain't, man, shut the fuck up. I heard you didn't want to do that.
Mine is sitting in the garage right now.
Hello?
That man been waiting on you to lock in for the fucking last 2 months.
Hold on, what man? I'm gonna tell you like you. I'm gonna tell you like you told Chemo. This, I'm talking about your shit. I ain't talking
yeah,
about
I'm
going to somebody else.
You been trying to pick and choose races for me.
Who well, I ain't trying to pick and choose no race for you.
Hey,
he's going over there to the junk car to get the Moscone's car.
All you got to do, whatever car you're talking about, bring it to 41 next Saturday to Shams Race, street car shootout. After I finish annihilating Illinois, he can get some action.
Okay.
Now, come on, lock it in.
Hello.
Hold on a minute. See. Hold on 1 second.
Strapping no car down, motherfucker.
Jim, you got anybody else while he check whatever he is
yeah,
trying
I got
to
a,
check?
I got a couple here. Let me go on and open this up. 313-8405, your mic is open. I don't know why these buttons keep coming up. 313-8405, your mic is open.
Man, you opening them, Junior. We just listening.
Oh, I mean, they're lit up. If they got the little blue light next to them, I'm opening them up, sir. I got my ass tore off.
Trying to read
that song.
the Moscone's at the Gosling Strip, man. You can't get in touch with them. Ain't no phone service over there.
Shit. They might be on the phone while you're talking.
Hey, the Moscone's got a Cadillac, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Chemo. All right, here we go, Chemo.
Okay.
We're going to lock you in for the big block nitrous, stock suspension, no bar, off the back door for ball Drake. What do you want to do? Out the back door. This is what you want.
This is your car, A?
No, it's my car. I don't run like that.
Well, you can't.
I don't run like that.
Listen, you
well, you're doing the shit. I'm just doing it back at you, motherfucker.
Okay, well, listen. Let's do
I get the motherfucker on the line right now, and he'll call your black ass out.
Man, my Moscone's ain't going to get to
well,
track,
shut the
man.
Fuck up doing it. You stop doing it, I'll stop doing it, motherfucker.
Listen, you hear what I'm saying?
I'm always crying that out the back door shit.
I didn't even say out
you
want to
go out the back door or you don't.
Hey,
I just said I got a car to go out the back door with you. If not,
you shut
me and you can just lock it in. Let's just me and you lock it in. And
yeah,
then go
yeah,
to another subject. How about that?
I'm going to run that car you're talking about out the back door down at Baldy's Brace. 1,000 on 5,000. Let's go. Lock it in. Yo, motherfucker, I'm going to lock that car in. Lock it in.
All
now,
right,
but I want
you
to lock.
You lock.
Relock. Now, let's lock your shit in for this weekend, bitch.
How you going to lock something in that ain't yours, man?
I got you
just
did. Like, listen, hold on. You just lock a car in that wasn't yours? Did you not just lock a car in that wasn't yours? I got booking rights
hey,
for this weekend.
Hey,
lock Tom. Your ass in with this dirty
hey,
car.
Tom. This uh-huh. man don't like
you know,
Vaseline
you know what
all
about.
Over his
what
body.
He's
trying to rap it, boy.
No. He got KY jelly on him. He ain't got Vaseline. He got KY jelly.
Boy, you just slipping and sliding all over the ground.
I lock you in, Chemo. I lock you in with your car for this weekend if you want to.
No. We're going to lock you in. I've got booking rights to a car. We're going to lock your car in. Small block stock suspension. Today, Ma, you can keep everything you got on, motherfucker. Your car.
Come on.
Lock in. It's a lock for this weekend. at mileage no ET, your car.
Hold on, Kimo.
He's talking about Junior. I didn't ask you
who car you was talking about.
Because you already know who I'm talking about. You already know. That's why you didn't ask.
Well, can we get a lock in?
Right.
Damn,
is that Jeff Con 1?
Say what?
Is that my main man, Def Con 1, man?
Yeah, this is me. That
dirty condom.
Oh, my bad. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
this meatball, egg.
What up, what up?
Hey, man, listen, man. Hey, two radio shows, Abe. Hold on. I apologize. I had my own personal radio show during the week, and now we're on the radio show. Abe, now one Ray's locked in yet, Abe.
I'm trying, man.
Hey, what is the fuck are you doing, man? Hey, meatball.
I'd have named every car in the grudge game, and he still won't go. Talking about they not mine.
I'm trying to lock in two guys, man. Two guys right now. I'm not trying to lock in the world.
Hey, ball.
What's going on?
He's talking about he's trying to lock in two guys. He's trying to lock in his car with my Cadillac and his car with Tim from Monte Carlo.
I'm trying to lock in Def Con 1. I'm trying to lock in Def Con 1 with Brian Davis. I'm trying to lock in with that gold digger, them two.
Is Brian Davis on the line anywhere?
Or Frankenstein.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, I wish I was in the room with you. I'd punch you in your motherfucking face. Why don't you stop acting stupid, man? Everything you think of them is our streetable cars. They probably going to be at Sam's race, man. Why don't you pick on somebody that's trying to fight back, man? What's wrong with Charles Manson?
What the fuck is streetable about Frankenstein?
So let me get this straight. I'm out of his class.
Well, a round tube chassis car.
Who got a round tube chassis?
Goddamn Frankenstein.
He got a round tube chassis car.
Man, that whole motherfucking car is a chassis, front to back.
Dougie, that motherfucker owes a lot of people money, and I'm gonna speak up for him with a 355 to 388 cubic inch.
With a turbo.
Versus what?
With a turbo.
You ever
see them 350-inch turbo motors that are going 690s right now? They doing it, man. All right.
Hey, Dougie, stop climbing in through the back
door. Hey, Dougie, if it was that true, Dougie, you'd have been done it by now.
I just can't believe they said that Frankenstein's a street car, man. Get the fuck out of here.
That's all I'm saying. It ain't a street car.
I know it ain't.
Hey, Dougie, I know old habits are hard to break, but the back door's open, the front door's open. You ain't got to break the window in the side and climb in, man. Just walk in through the fucking door, man. What's happening, Doug?
Junior, that was a good one. I like that one, Junior. I'm going to use it in the future.
Hey, Dougie.
Yeah.
You got to check yourself. Didn't you lock somebody in for Little Tones Racing last month or something? Earlier this month, I had Squinchy
locked in. Why?
They said, "Did you come and see him?"
Yeah. Why don't you call him? Get him on the phone. Ask him if he's taken care of.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I will. Hey, Jeff Dougie. I would love to lock y'all in for Florida.
Lock it in. We do the same lock in Utah and do it there. 25 on 10. To the 8th.
Ooh.
And I ain't got no bars. $9.99. We ain't going 10,000. $9.99.
Nah. Yeah, that's right.
Hold on. Kimo putting quarters in his phone now.
Yo.
Hold on.
Did I fall off?
Hold on. He dropping, Doug, he dropping quarters right now. Hold on.
I told him. I don't even want to go to the 8th. I'm going to race this motherfucker to the 8th. I'm going to want to go to the court. I'm going to race him to the 8th mile. 105.
You race me today?
Yes, I don't give a fuck about what you got.
Hey, Kimo, that's locked. 105. Where you want to put the deposit up?
When you ready. Who going to hold it?
Whenever. I don't know. I mean, Lil Tony can hold ours.
I would. Listen. We would get with Lil Tony Tuesday morning.
Okay.
So you're saying this is a lock for Baldy's race, and this is what?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to. And after that, I'm going to whoop Abe's ass down at Baldy's race. But you know what? I may race these motherfuckers before. It all depends on how fast this motherfucker get done.
Hey, Kimo, I just leave that contingency open. If you are ready before Baldy's race up here, we can do it before Baldy's race with your car.
That's a bet.
Hey, Dougie. Yes, sir.
Man, that damn Jimbo won another damn shootout, man.
Man, Jimbo, a bad motherfucker. You ever seen that necklace he got hanging on him, horseshoes and rabbits on that bitch? He been carrying them ever since he started racing.
Oh, wow.
I mean, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but it also helps.
Hey, I mean, he's consistent and he is lucky. That's all I can say for him. He's consistent and he's lucky.
I mean, that's what wins races. You gotta,
that's all that wins races.
You gotta be consistent.
You don't have to be the fastest man.
When you're consistent, you put pressure on the other guy. They may hit or miss, so.
Avery.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Hey. Hey,
yeah.
Will you be in town this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Will you be at Myler?
I can be. Why?
The gold digger lock in.
Oh, man.
There you go. There you
Uh-oh.
Go.
Come on.
If gold digger lock in,
he'll get Aaron on the line. Junior, will you get Aaron on the line? Yeah, somebody need to get. Hold on. What about John Doe? I don't know. Goldie's gonna be ready. I think John Doe ready. Oh yeah, John Doe. Goldie is ready.
Oh my God, ain't this a bitch?
What
you said? What happened?
Hold on. Y'all ain't trying to see John Doe.
Trying to see Gold Digger first.
Mm. So y'all stating by what y'all stating, you stating that John Doe is quicker than Gold Digger.
No, just say we want Gold Digger before John Doe. Might not have enough for John Doe. If we can't get around Gold Digger, how are we going to get around John Doe?
Okay, so you're stating that John Doe is quicker than Gold Digger with that statement.
Well, that's what you're saying. I don't think it's quick at all, but that's your words out of your mouth.
If you don't think it's quick, lock your ass in.
Yeah.
I want to lock in.
Yeah. I don't
know who that is.
Well,
I mean,
hey, Meatball, can you get Aaron on the line to see whether or not
you might need to refresh your board because I know somebody off wants money on this bitch.
Turn that inverter on, puppy. Hold on a minute, Kimo. Let me go and check these numbers out real quick. 313-0666. Your mic is open.
We'll lock John to win with the E for Saturday.
Oh, what is this now?
We'll lock John to win with the E for Saturday. Stock suspension, 29s, no bars, big block on nitrous. I don't give a shit what he has.
Ooh, hey. Hey,
he has left the building.
hold on, Dougie, they might be swiping. They ran out of quarters, so they swiping the card.
Ain't no one
ran
out of quarters, man. Abe made it very clear he want to run Aaron first.
No,
I just called Aaron. He went straight to voicemail. So I left a message.
Aaron's car's been tested, ran for 2 years. This is a fresh car, and you guys are scared of it?
I think that's why he won him. He won him at his best. He's tested.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to gamble. I only got a month on the car. And probably not even a month in the driver's seat, too.
Hey, may I ask who's on the line?
Rich.
That's Rich.
Rich. Rich, how you doing, Rich? Can you move over? While they bag that semi up, go ahead. Y'all bag the fuck up now. Come on. Come on. He's going to move to the side so you won't run over his feet.
Hey, whoa, Junior. Well, why is he backing up? He ain't got nothing to back up. He never called out John Doe. He never said he was on the race.
Yeah, but guess what? John Doe just called y'all out.
And we're declining the invite.
Junior.
Yeah.
Age of sex, yes. They bring him back in.
Zero four five six. I told you he was swiping. He probably swiped it the wrong way. Let me go on over that lighter. 313-0456. Your mic is open. State your name and business, sir. Yes, sir. State your name and business.
Man, what's up now? I fell off. I didn't hear you.
Keep the card.
Hey, do you want to do something Saturday with John Doe?
No, I want to run.
Hey, Junior. Junior, yes. There should be a 586 number with his hand up, too. That's Jimbo. He wants to be brought in.
2691. Your mic is open, sir.
Hey, I'll take a spot for Saturday, Rich.
The 20th or the 3rd you pick? That's already been stated.
You just said Saturday. I'll take that spot.
The 20th
now,
or the 3rd? It's already been
stated. Back that truck up.
Is it the 20th or the 3rd? That's it, period.
What's the difference between me and Abe? You're trying to raise Abe. Abe's got a big tire.
The 20th or the 3rd? We've already said it. I tried racing you Sunday on my way back. I didn't even stop at home. I was going straight to my race three times.
So you want me to drive down south to race you guys?
No, I was on my way back from Cecil. I said I would go straight to Milan, and you didn't even want to go. You just ran there the whole day before. I was
going
to run off the trailer, and you
Saturday.
Said no.
I'm not
three
going back.
Times.
I have plans Saturday.
I'm worried about Aver.
I have plans Sunday.
He's the legend.
I have plans Sunday.
Okay. I have plans Saturday.
Man,
I'm trying to race
Aver. That bitch is slow. That's all I got to
say. Yes, it is. It is. Slow as fuck.
All right, slow as fuck.
I can't compete with any of you guys.
I know you can't.
Just remember what the pot is. Right. Just remember what the pot is.
Lock in 1 on 10.
So,
Abe,
you
want to
do something?
One on 10 this weekend.
The 20th or the 3rd. The 20th or the 3rd. Period. The 20th or the 3rd. Period. That's it.
Why would I? That's too far to lock out. That's way too far.
Well, then we'll lock it in a week ahead of time. The 20th or the 3rd. You don't want to race Sunday on the 20th? I understand that 100%.
Okay. We can.
I don't even know if
you're
going to race on the 3rd.
You're not ready to race. You want to race? We're done.
No, I'm not. I want to get some other little races first. So, Abe, where are you at?
This is the best I can do for you, man.
What?
I'll lock in 1,000 on 10 or better with that gold digger. If I win,
negative.
I'll turn around and run you right back for the same thing. That's the best
negative.
I can do. Okay, well, fuck you.
Ooh-wee.
Why do you want to reach the faster car first?
I'll lock in to both races if you run me with the gold digger first. And if I win, I run
you. So you're
right
just racing
back.
The gold digger. That's all you want to do is race gold digger, the car. That's it.
No, I said, did you hear what I said, man? Am I talking to the gold digger,
and then you'll race John Doe after that. You'll race gold digger and then John Doe,
yep.
Right? As long as you lock in them
right back to back.
Right?
Yep.
Right. Yep. Okay, well, I'm going to call Aaron because you said the car, so don't change anything. So I'm going to call Aaron, and then we're going to have him call him.
I don't care who drives.
Okay, I'm
going to
call him. I'm going to call him. We'll see what he wants to do. It's up to him if he wants to do that one or not. I'll fuck you up, period. It don't matter to me, but we'll see what Aaron wants to do.
313-9502, your mic is open.
There he is right there.
I'm right here, Rich.
All right.
State your name and business, sir. We got killers on the line.
Man, I ain't scared of shit on this motherfucking phone. Street King.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
come in like
hey,
a gangster.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
I have
yes.
no converter. When my converter get here, Jimbo and Abe will get locked in.
Oh, man.
start a show Thursday.
There you go.
I'll take his place. I'll take his place.
Well, I mean,
2 on 25, Junior.
I guess we ain't got no lock in.
Jimbo.
What?
2 on 25, hey. Right now. If I be there to track, we locked. 2 on 25 or better.
What?
2 on 25 or better for Saturday. As long as I show up, I'm not converted here.
Hey,
okay?
Listen,
now, lock in, man. Yes
car,
or no?
Listen. I'm not towing my car to the track for a $200 lock in. If I ain't got no locked in race, for a decent pot, I'm not even bringing my car to the track this weekend.
Ain't you coming?
I've been racing
coming?
Every weekend. I'm not coming with this weekend with it unless I got a locked-in race with good money. Not no $200 locked-in
well,
either.
Well, you wait till Randy
at
get back.
Five.
I don't have all that money. I can't run you for all that money.
That's fine.
I'm
going to
lock
fine.
What I can. This is my car, all right? Now, if somebody want to help me with the lock-in, then I will. But I ain't locking it. I'm locking what I can afford. Scary motherfucker.
To me?
Yeah, you scared.
You're fucking nuts.
Oh, so
man,
you
I'm
live
scared.
Here. You live here.
You
can jump on that
before. But every time I try to race, you don't want to race, man.
What you mean? I'm trying
every
to race you now, man.
Lock in 5 on 25.
You ain't coming?
What
you scared of?
I'm not bringing my car.
You got a race car. You got a garage car, a shootout car. Keep winning your shootouts, you fag. Keep winning your shootouts, man. Keep running your shootouts. Congratulations. Keep running.
3 weeks.
Keep running. Okay, we won that. We won that in one race, man.
You ain't won that in 5 years. You ain't won that in 5 years.
You keep on running like you do. You can't run with me, Jumbo. You can't. You the sorry one. You got the sorry motor. You got the sorry motor.
Let's race.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to lock you in right now. I just told you what I had. You're
trying to do a Ruben lock in $200. Man, what the fuck is $200 going to do? I stay at home.
$25 or better. What else
you
do then? You lock
you
ran Ruben for $300. You ran Ruben for $300.
You ain't going to race, and I won't do it again. Ask him. He's trying to race me.
You got the lock in. Well, you take the lock in. All right. Well, somebody come over here and put the other money up, and we can race. All right? That's what I got. This is my car, all right?
When you want to lock in 5 on 25 or better, then we can lock that in for this weekend.
You just scared. Motherfucker, lock me in for 100. I'm on my way. I'm coming. I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. All right?
Man, you got your converter.
Nope, that's what I'm waiting on. I just told him if it don't show up, ain't no lock-in. He ain't got to come. But I should have it by Wednesday. I'm waiting on the converter. That's why I ain't locked nothing in. But I'm going out the way to lock him in if he want to race. He running around here talking all this shootout shit. This ain't no shootout. This is a grudge. And I'm going to go.
I ain't talking nothing, man.
You always talking about what you got and what you got. Fuck John Doe.
Me?
I'm part of Young Money. Yes. And I will race
fuck
any of y'all,
all
right?
When Randy come back,
we will put that
money
up.
Yeah,
man,
blah,
you can't
blah,
run with
blah.
Shit over
you
here. I've been faster than you ever been, boy.
Hey, look it.
Shut
you guys
up.
Don't wanna race.
I've been
why
faster than you ever been.
Money?
None of you motherfuckers can't run with my car. None of y'all want to run with my car. Nah.
Lock in 5 on 25.
I don't have it. It's the first of the month. I got bills to pay. All right?
Okay, so Randy and I'm going to bet with you.
He ain't here, man. He ain't here. The man is gone for 2 weeks, man.
Come on. The other 300 people in your crew don't bet with you when you race?
This is my car, man. I'm locking on what you
people,
I can afford.
You guys can't come up with $500.
Well, you wait till
that's
Saturday then.
Right
when
there,
I get
man.
My converter running, when I get my converter, and then I'll lock you in for whatever you want to lock
all
in
right,
for.
Well,
but right
you
now.
You get your converter later this week, call me up later this week.
Why am I?
You don't want to race.
Why am I?
Take your gay ass back to sleep. Go do some clothes or something. You gay, man.
Why would Randy be back this
gay
week?
Gay as hell.
He's trying to take Richard said he's bringing John Doe, and I talked to Randy. He said he would be back this week.
Why am I?
That's a damn lie. He's already back, I think. He said Monday or Tuesday or some shit.
Why am I? Why am
I? Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
You're still on.
Hey, it's a lot. 5 on 25 or better for Saturday. What time you want to run by? 6 o'clock? By 6, right?
Before the end of the night.
By 6, right?
Before the end of the night. Before 10 o'clock.
Before
6,
man.
6 o'clock.
Before 6, man.
I'm working,
6 o'clock, man.
Saturday before 10 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Before 10 o'clock.
Man,
you're
a fag, boy. You're a fag, boy.
5, 6 o'clock,
Jimbo. We're not gonna mess around with you all night.
We're
I might wanna run 8 all night. I'm not waiting all night.
I race.
I'm not waiting all night.
How do I mess around? I race.
Man, listen, man. 5 on 25, you got what you want by 6, man. I'm not about to wait around to no 10, 11 o'clock.
Right,
want, I'm going
to
run
you
wanna
wait around.
By 6.
You are with,
for what? You,
just, you don't want to
wait
around.
What you just
say
on the video,
table.
Jimbo? You the king of Milan. I'm going to show you not the king. Now lock in. Lock in, Jimbo. What's wrong, little boy? You scared? You scared of this little motor over here? You scared,
I'm
little boy?
In before 10 o'clock.
Nah.
I'm not getting there
by
6
o'clock. Man, by 6, man. The track
listen,
open up
man.
At 2. We're going to get this out of the way. You might want to
yeah,
get in the shootout. You might want to get a shootout.
Hey,
you might want to get in a shootout.
Hey, Street King.
Yeah.
Hey, Street King.
Huh?
Hey, Jimbo, this is me, boy. All right. Y'all got to come to some kind of mutual agreement or something in the middle. Y'all got to, I mean, if y'all going to get this raise locked,
so
y'all got to
by
come
6 o'clock. Meatballs by 6 o'clock, period. That's it.
By 6 o'clock,
by 6
man.
O'clock.
I'm not waiting all night.
Swing,
I'm going to get on
swinging for the fences.
Hold on,
right, going
on
that
all
by
right,
6
all
o'clock.
All
right, wait, because we need to, all right. All right, Jimbo, he met you by locking it in by 6 o'clock. Now, at least meet him, at least.
Jimbo got to have everything.
I gave him the 5 on 25, Meatball. So now what? He can do the by 6.
Heard,
we run right, by 6.
Met him
there,
now, can he get his? Let him get his? I mean, just to get the race off.
My
Jimbo,
hello?
You
know,
boy?
Oh, hold on.
Jimbo.
Hold on. He putting quarters in the phone. Hold on.
It usually like deep, that. Though, at the car wash, like the car wash, it's usually deep when it get low.
Oh, man. What, Jimbo, what happened?
He fell off, man. He's lying.
Wayne told me to hang up. Wayne told me to hang up.
Damn. Am I on? Am I on?
Who's on the hang up?
Yeah.
Wayne.
Hello.
There goes Jimbo.
Wayne.
Am I on?
Yeah.
What are you on?
Yeah, my phone. I hit mute on accident on my phone, my cheek.
He had to make sure Wayne won't agree with it.
What do you mean, Wayne? It's my car. What the fuck I got to talk to Wayne for?
That's what I'm telling you. I'm racing for it. It's my car. I'm racing for what I can race for. You can run John Doe for the team.
Hey,
but
John,
I
can't
run for that.
Slow as fuck. That's why
that started. All right, we ain't talking about John Doe. What's up with this 6 o'clock, man? Let's get this over with. Let's get
locked.
This thing over with, man.
Locked.
All right, hold on, y'all, hold on. All right, now, June, you on, June? Can you write this down, June?
I'm on. No, I did not write it down because if I was
hold
writing
on,
down,
well,
I would have had a book written by now.
Okay, no, we got to lock in. June, we got to lock in. June, hold on, June. This is what we here for. All right,
okay.
Y'all got a race. The race is for 500 on 2500 or better, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, race by 6 o'clock.
Only fit, no wheelie bars. The rest of it, I don't give a fuck about.
Let's start at the beginning.
Let's do it right now. Let's start at the beginning. Go ahead, Jimbo.
Yeah. Jimbo. I'm gonna put champ in parentheses next to that versus gold digger, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you guys have come on. Give me what your
the only shit
tips
are. Is no wheelie bars. Head up 8 mile. I don't give a fuck by his tires. Because them motherfuckers can't tune where the fuck and they're slow as hell. I'm going to have my 28 days whatever the fuck they want on that bitch.
Head up 8 mile, no bar. What else?
Jimbo, y'all both on 28s or Jimbo, you on 28s and you don't care what he on?
Man, I'm all
no,
on.
It don't matter what Jimbo's on.
Oh, I didn't know
okay.
that. All right.
Hey,
all right.
They need,
who else is talking in the background?
They need him.
Don't worry about it.
It ain't Wayne, nobody.
Hold on. So this, hey, give me a minute. This is what we got. We got Jimbo versus Gold Digger. Head up 8 mile, no bar. You said 5 on 2,500. Is that correct?
Yeah,
yes,
race
sir.
By 6 o'clock.
Race by 6.
He heard my skip about the converter. As long as my converter show up.
No. We're locking
it.
In.
I told you that. That was a lock,
bro,
man.
This is a lock.
I told you that, Junior. You better go listen to the record. I said, as long as my converter here, man.
No.
Yeah, whatever, man. I said, that's
ain't
why
no
I lock you in, man.
Like
everybody
that.
Heard
he's
it. Did you not hear that, Junior? Did you not hear that, Junior?
He did say if it's converted.
He know what I said.
Listen,
go ahead and write it down, Junior. He heard me. Come over here running for me talking about some money I owe you. You're going
to
get some you ain't asked for, boy. Don't play with me. Okay, well, tell us. I told you. I'm going to let you know
before the track. You will know. If I get
I need
that,
to know now
because
I
got to
get the car ready throughout the week.
Well, they close, man. They close. It's holiday tomorrow. What you want
look,
me to
man,
do? We're
locking
them
there
up?
We ain't. You just talking all that shit. Now you're talking about if you get
it. It's locked already, boy. It's locked already, boy. Nah, you heard the lock-in. I told you that before you even agreed to it. Nah, you can take it around the other way if you want to. Nah, I'll tell you that much. Nah,
so
it's locked already. Let me show up.
Why are we... I told him I would call him before he even goes out there. I got my word.
Well, you quit. You need to listen, boy. You need to listen. I told you I will call you before Saturday and let you know I got my converter. I should have
let June talk. Let June talk. What you about to say, June?
He did state that if his converter came, he would run. If not, he would let you know that it didn't, but he expected that he would have.
Well, he has to let. Listen to this. He has to let me know by Wednesday.
How about this?
I told you, he let you know, man. We know what it was, Junior. We know what I said.
All right, Jim. How about he let you know on the Thursday show? That's fine with you?
No, that's what I told him. I have a work schedule to run. I have a work schedule to run. I have to get my car ready. I have family. I have all kinds of shit. You got to let me know by Wednesday.
Well, you should get it ready anyway.
I'm not getting ready because I wouldn't even plan on going to the track for fucking 3 more weeks because nobody – they have no damn shootout and don't nobody race.
Well, that's what you want to do. You shouldn't have locked it in, man. Nah.
Listen, man, I locked
it
in a race.
And
I know if
there.
You got your goddamn converter.
You shouldn't have said yeah then. That man wrote it down.
He wrote it down.
I ain't trying to do nothing. You should listen then, boy. You should listen. Nah.
You should put all the converters in there.
You should go get a bigger motor. That's what you should do and go fast.
I don't need one. Just look how stupid you are.
I can't tell. You're going to get one after Saturday. I guarantee you get one after Saturday. Nah, what you going to sell? Your van next? You're going to get one after Saturday, boy. Nah.
Okay.
Young Money going to make all y'all go to the store again. Go to the store.
Broke motherfuckers. Get that powder. Broke motherfuckers.
I can't tell who broke. I ain't have to sell nothing to get nothing over here, boy. Keep on talking. You ain't got nothing. You own your motor?
I own everything in my car.
I own everything in it, sir. That's my car, okay?
Come on,
that's my car, sir. It's at my house.
Junior,
you got the lock right, Junior. It's locked right, Junior.
Let's stay with the racing and all that other shit.
I'm on mute, man. It's locked already.
I'm on mute.
Bye-bye. See you, Jimbo. See you, Shootout King. You is the king, though, Shootout.
I know I'm the king.
You the king in shootouts. Ain't no lie about that.
That's right.
But
hey,
I'm going to take you to another world.
I'm not a drug racer. I'm a shootout king.
Okay. There you go. You should stick to me. You should never lock in here.
At least I can win a race.
Well, you can. I can win them, too. But after I beat you, ain't nobody else going to mess with neither one of these cars.
I can't drag your ass.
Now you watch who be playing the gap band. You watch me play the gap band on you, boy.
I'm going to show you how slow you is.
Well, you heard what he said, right? I'm going to retire that boy Saturday. He just said he's going to quit racing.
He can sell his motor
and go get his truck back. You bought a dud anyway.
I know I got a
dud-ass motor.
It's slow as fuck.
Yeah, you're that bitch slow. Shit, I ran out with a 572. Shit, that's slow, motherfucker.
All right,
I'm on mute,
Junior.
Thanks for the lock in, Junior.
Yeah, well.
And Jimbo. Thank you, sir.
Y'all, hey, man, y'all motherfuckers in Michigan, boy. Ooh, shit. Hey, Meatball.
Talk to me, June. This Saturday's going to be nasty.
You asked me to write shit down. I mean, I would have had writer's cramp by now with all the shit that's being talked. Come on, man. Shit.
Hey, but, did Abe get in touch with Brian Davis, man? Abe, right now,
are you still on, Abe? Or?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Jimbo, can you get with Brian Davis for Abe?
Huh?
So you get in touch with Brian Davis for eight.
I'm sure he's probably listening. I can't do no. I don't know how to do no three way.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, so if you could shoot him a text. Okay. So Abe is looking for Brian Davis. Is one of the guys he's looking for.
Yeah. I don't think Brian would be there this weekend, if that's. If you're talking about for this weekend.
Oh. Abe, you hear that, Abe?
I mean, realistic. Y'all don't rest during the week. Y'all tracks ain't open during the week.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, man. People work and got family. It's hard enough getting away on the weekends one day, you know, racing without getting no shit.
You know what, sir? I understand exactly what you're saying, but shit, if I got a
that's why
around,
I don't. That's why I don't go test. I just go to track on race day because I can't. You know, I can't get away. It's hard for me to get away.
I'm going to be sick on work day if I got a duck in the line. Shit, I can't let that go by. And my understanding, I ain't saying you a duck, eh? I ain't saying that, but.
Man, I wasn't even listening. What you say?
Nothing.
You said you a duck, motherfucker.
I didn't say nothing.
All right, I wasn't even listening. I'm fucking.
Let me get this other line.
All this destruction out here.
Let me get this other line up. 586-6455. Your mic is open.
Oh, okay. What the fuck, man?
Let me find it. Somebody got us on speaker there, but let me open this line up again. 586-6455. Your mic is open.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get this lock in cleared up. You said
yes.
I'm trying to check my cliff notes to your cliff notes. Now, from what I got, I wrote down 500 on 2500 or better. Race by 6 o'clock. And then the first step before the lock was Aaron said converter, but I'm trying to see if you wrote down the whole gotta have a converter because if that's the case, it's no lock.
Yeah,
we
that's
gotta
not
make
a lock.
This clear
that's
tonight
a fake
because
that's a fake ass
yeah,
lock.
We gotta make this clear tonight, Junior, because we don't make this clear tonight. I don't want nobody trying to collect money on Saturday. So if Aaron Carr technically don't have oil pressure, he can't lock it in right until Wednesday, and then we'll know.
I mean, you can lock it in anytime you want. If you don't,
if he ain't got no oil pressure, he can still lock in. But why in the fuck he want to do some dumb shit like that?
Hold on. You directing it to the wrong.
Your driver, Jimbo said it. Nah, I told him before I even said anything.
I mean,
he got it wrote down. That's the first thing, Wayne. I said,
Aaron. The thing is, man. We want a race to go off. We don't want nobody to overtalk nobody or say,
nobody
overtalk you on the talk show. This is about making a race go down, man. You know what I mean? So you want to lock it in or not, man? Are you going to be ready, yes or no?
He wrote it down. I told him I said it. It's the same as if I show up and when we get there, when I walk through the gate is locked. The same thing. What's the difference?
Listen,
I don't understand that.
Okay,
but the lock-in was, I stated, I'll tell you on Wayne's show. That's what I said, man.
Listen for one second, Aaron. Now, remember, Jimbo said he want to race by 10. I said lock it in by 6, and y'all didn't let me finish saying what I had to say. So if Jimbo is not ready by 6 o'clock, I owe the 500. And Jimbo will lock your ass right back in for 10 o'clock.
That ain't what he said. He said it's his car and all that.
Listen, I ain't worried about that. I'll be ready by 6. I'll be there
why
by 6.
Why you got something to do with it?
I'll take the day off work.
You know what I'm saying? That's between me and Jimbo. I ain't even put Randy in. Ain't nobody in it. Me and Jimbo.
Because Randy ain't here.
Okay, if I did, I'd have been locked him in. Parents just texted me and said they're going to help me out with the lockup money. And I told him before he even locked it in about the stip, about the converter.
Everybody know I ain't got no converter, but it should
you
be
doing
here.
A whole bunch of training, so
I'm getting the next day air. Well, you know what I said. You shouldn't say yes.
You get
like,
next air, you'll have
a lock in.
If you get the next air, you should have it. You should lock in.
That's what I said.
Okay, well, good.
What the fuck? You gotta wait till Thursday
Jimbo,
to let
Jimbo
me know if you're gonna go or not.
I'm good. I'm good. Is Jimbo good about
that? Because I said my Wayne talk show. That's why I said. I'll let you know on time. I don't want you to come out there for nothing, Jimbo. If it is, it's going to be off the table Thursday. By Wayne talk
show. Yeah, I
didn't
hear none of that. Okay, well, good. I like that.
That's what I told him.
I said,
I'll let him know
clear.
By Thursday on Wayne talk show, man. I don't want him coming out there for nothing. I wouldn't want him to come out there for nothing.
But I know I should have it here.
When I call him Tuesday, and my stuff is ready. It was on the bench. I'm going to tell them the next day, Aaron, I have it here.
Aaron, this is what I understand, Aaron. The man tried to get you to 10 o'clock. You the one who shit ain't ready yet.
What you mean? What'd it take me 20 minutes before my trans in? I'd be at the track Thursday or Friday if I need to.
He was giving you extra time. What is wrong
I don't want extra time. I want to run 8, man. If I go ahead and run him, then I can run 8 with his big tires on. I'm gonna run 8 too.
Wow.
Hey, I'm coming there to race. Now, all the motherfuckers with them cars, when my converter get here, you best believe it. I'm calling all these motherfucking ass. I'm gonna show them who run this motherfucking Milan. I bet it won't be Jimbo. Now, anybody got any other thing to say? If I get some extra money, they can come on right over to Young Money Cap, and we can lock in.
I got one thing to say.
I'm going
to
show y'all that y'all got them weak-ass motors, and y'all can't fuck with us.
Get the pot up.
Who is y'all?
Anybody feel lucky, after I whoop Jimbo, if A don't want to go, come on and get down.
I think you're talking about white trash, too.
I'm on mute, man. I'm on mute. I'll call you Thursday if something do change.
I don't think you meant me when he said y'all.
Oh, Aaron just called all y'all out. Aaron, didn't you just call them all out?
Hey, what's he Thursday when he says he ain't got his converter?
Aaron just called out. Never scared. He just called out everybody. That's what Aaron did.
Man, every one of them got a body on it. A dog said he got a body on him. I'm trying to get the money and collect it, man. That's what I'm doing.
I love it. Aaron just called out everybody. Aaron, welcome back, sir.
The funny thing
good
is, he
back.
Called out everybody.
Good to be
he ain't
back.
Willing to lock in no race right now. No money guaranteed race this weekend. But he's calling everybody out.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a call out. You know, I can call everybody out and say, I'll let you know later this week. Fuck is that?
Well, you just don't hurt that motherfucker, all right? I don't want no excuses. I want you on all 8. I don't want you to come out. I was on 7.
Hey, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready
sure
right now. Ready right now. Are you?
I'm not ready. John Doe is, though. But Randy ain't here, though. He can't run.
Lock that in.
He ain't racing you. He want to be here when he races you. He stated that already. He ain't here.
Well, then he ain't ready.
Well, you know he's going out of town. They say, I was on the phone when they tried to run you Sunday,
man.
Your gay ass didn't want
to
come to the track. That man left C, so we was on the freeway. He was going straight to Miley. You didn't want to show up, Jimbo. You didn't want to show up. Somebody ain't going back. Motherfucker, I will turn around for $1,000. I will drive from wherever. If I'm on the freeway, I will drive for whatever for $1,000. You could have raised me for $50, son. I'd have raised you for $50 and shut your goddamn mouth up.
I got time
$50.
But
you know, you're going to lose $25. Well, I got a family, too. I got a shop to run. I got all that. So what's the difference? Nothing. Nah, you can beat your chest long. You can bleed that. Beat on it now, boy.
You guys keep
beat on it right
races.
Now.
So
beat on it right now.
He didn't want. If
hey,
he
look,
wanted
man.
To race 2 weeks ago,
look.
Why don't he want to race me now?
Hey, who?
You guys are bluffing, man. That's all you guys doing.
Who want to race you 2 weeks ago?
He wanted. You're saying he wanted to race you 2 weeks ago on Sunday, but now he won't race me now.
Who? He's not
and
here, man. He's not here, man.
He's gonna be here. I talked to him, man. So
he said he might not be here. He said it on a talk show, man. I might not be there Saturday, man.
All right. I want to lock in with him. If he ain't there, then we don't race. If he's there, then it's a lock.
Well, when he come back. He'll know when he get here. If he come back and y'all want to race Jimbo, listen to my gamble.
I'll race you both.
If he come back and he want to race you, then you ain't got to worry about us. You just run him.
I will race you both the same night.
Okay. Well, that's what's up then. Then
what
you can
about,
find out which
trash?
One faster than another. Man, listen here. You got a race car. I'm telling you, I get my converter back. I'm engaging with that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what color it is, whatever it got on that motherfucker, all right?
Well, you make sure you call
I'm not scared of none of these boys around here. I come to win. So, yeah. On a 29, I'm not putting no big tires on my car for nobody. Nothing. No 28. I'm running with 29. You beat on your chest with these 28, and you think you're the man, then I'm going to call your ass
out. I am
out.
The man.
Then you can find out
man.
And say it. Okay, then, Jimbo,
the
and I drew on your
I
ass. Then I drew on you, okay?
You didn't
now,
draw on nothing.
Anybody
you
else?
You got a fake lock-in. You got a fake lock-in.
Okay.
No
well,
drawing.
You got caught up in it then, son. You got caught up in it. Now,
hey, I'm fine with it. You
I'll
know
talk to you Thursday, son.
You guys are weak,
I'll talk
man.
To you,
you
Thursday. You shouldn't have agreed to it.
The whole program.
Go ahead.
Shoes, you want to.
Hey, man, what's
hey,
going
Junior,
on, Young Money and this bitch?
Junior,
hey,
Shoes, I heard you trying
y'all
to raise
got,
debt.
Y'all done got Street King worked up, man.
Shoes, I heard you trying to raise
Jimbo
Never
up.
Scared
Tim. Yeah, I want to raise Tim.
I know you hear me.
I'll do that right now.
No, till Shoes get the bed up. Fuck that $2,500 shit. Get the bed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
there
I
you
heard.
Go.
I want to get that bed up. You talking about get the bed up. Tim ain't going to cover it when I get it up. Tim ain't going to cover it.
I'm talking about Jimbo and Aaron. Get the bed up.
Man, dude, you let me know what you want to do, homie. That's all you got to do.
Ain't
no paper. Listen, ain't no paper shortage over here, homeboy. Who you talking to?
I said bet you $2,500. Lock it in.
Man, you that's whatever you want to do, Wayne. Well, you got me. You might got me mixed up, homie.
Write it down. What
the fuck you
if
talking
Aaron
about?
And Jimbo run this Saturday, me and Shoes locked in for $2,500.
No matter what?
That shit down. So they raise?
Hold on. I didn't hear you. Who said that? Whatever you said, I didn't hear that. I just say here. No, I should have it back Tuesday. I'm trying. Well, we locked in. If I don't get the converter back, it ain't no lock.
Shoot.
I'm going to tell him about Thursday.
The race is this.
It's
Shoot.
On, Ray. It's on.
The race is this.
It should be ready, man, because he had it for 2 weeks. I don't know what the hold up.
Hey,
he kept shoes on the bench.
If they don't race shoes, you ain't got to worry about that. Wayne said, if they race, right. Y'all locked in for $2,500.
All right.
What else, Wayne? What you want to talk about? What else?
Yeah, you want to bet $2,500 on Tim, too? And then you want to bet $2,500 that gold digger Andrew beat your ass, too?
Let's just worry about this race, man.
Oh, I thought you
okay.
was doing something.
No, I ain't doing that, man.
All right. I'm going to go on mute there and finish riding and doing what I'm doing.
Man. God damn.
YMR.
God damn, YMR.
Man, they got a $2,500 pot. That's hey, Meatball, ain't that bigger than the pot right now? The side pot is bigger than the main pot right now.
YMR, it don't matter. It's all A. It's the team versus A. I love this.
Man, they say Boogie trying to get in.
Y'all ain't seen no race team like this before. We're going to show your ass.
Hey, you right about that.
While Wayne riding Jimbo. Jimbo trying to get fame off Jimbo.
You right about that. Wayne ain't seen no race team like you. You right about that.
You right. Who is you, matter of fact, Jimbo? Let's be clear. Are you never scared? Are you bad company? Are you Jimbo? What's up?
I roll with Wayne. Always have.
You roll with Wayne. You keep Wayne alive. Wayne dead. Kill yourself,
hey.
Wayne.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Hey. God damn.
I tell you this. When I get oil pressure, you don't
Young
want
Money
to
in this bitch. Young Money. I'm coming. I'm coming, buddy.
Hey, Shoes. That Young Money shit sound good, but when it comes to race day, I don't know where y'all at.
YMR.
What's the last person? Well, I'm like Junior. I ain't got no dog in this fight, but when I look at statistics and you start to look at what team won more races and what car been to more races and showed up, I think right now Jimbo probably got the record. Real shit. That's just being 100 with everybody on the
man,
no,
Jimbo
no,
ain't
let,
won no grudge races, man. I mean,
Jimbo just got his ass blew
out right last night
shoes.
By the grudge race.
prior to
but
that,
look,
Jimbo
is not been racing no grudge racing. So y'all
the tag
before that, I'll let
the
gold digger at Lil Tony's last race. I drove up, I called up to Lil Jimbo and asked him personally, did he want to race the gold digger? He declined.
Shoot. I was in the lanes about to make a test pass, and you wanted me to
and that
well,
test pass
could have
been a race.
And the line was an hour
you
long. I said, I'm about to make a pass.
All
you can ask me that right now. You full of shit, man. You guys are some fake-ass racers. I always act like you want to race, but don't ever want to. Fake-ass racers.
I don't understand. I don't understand how. And listen, man. The reason why we created shootouts is for this very reason is because nobody wanted to ever lock in. So we had to make it a reason.
I don't disagree with you guys. I love the action, bro. I love the action. I don't disagree with the shootouts
right.
at all.
I'm just saying.
But
so
let's be clear. Let's be clear, though, that they are shootouts, man. That's what it is. It's
but
a shootout. Shoot,
can't,
like,
hey,
but
shoot,
just
you
been,
can't
been,
just
you can't
just
have
money
and no
grudge
stuff.
Hold on. Okay, so why y'all give John Doe props, and that's all he did was made it to the semifinals of the shootout. He ain't won no grudge, right? So what the fuck
that's
is
that? True, right? That is true. That is true, but we're not going around saying it is. But we are going around saying
well,
that's the first time
well,
that I ever
well,
been in
what,
battle. You ain't never brought
well,
no car out and went that far in no final.
Stand
that's
on,
true.
What do y'all have to stand on, man?
We got each other, Stan. What the fuck you mean when we got to stand
I'm
on? We here
car,
now,
man. I'm talking about the car, man.
Dude, we...
Now,
what
why
you mean?
You
have not
car. You judge by your body of work.
New.
You judge by your body of work. What do y'all have to stand on, man?
The car new, man.
Hey, look.
The car new. The car got
my car new. Hey, my car new.
John Doe, all over Facebook. John Doe, get off John Doe dick then.
Damn. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something, man. It don't matter if you go 690, 6-0s, 420s at 175 miles per hour. If you don't win a grudge race, man, you ain't done nothing.
Why am I?
Well, then, guess what?
Hey.
We ain't done nothing there. Happy?
Happy,
but we ain't going nowhere. Shit. So we got a lot to do, and we go do it.
But here's the thing, though, man. We going to get this shit off Saturday. Whoever win, we going to shake hands, and we going to move on. Plain and
simple. Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
But
no
all
doubt.
I want people to understand, though, and we'll talk about this more on Thursday, is we got to – y'all can't discredit these damn shootouts because the same people that's in these shootouts never wanted to grudge race.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Look.
So, I'm going to be honest, Young Money, we race everybody, man. Since Young Money performed, since Young Money came out, even when we was having bad luck and all, bro, we still were racing motherfuckers, man.
Hey, Peso, Wayne, hold on a second. Now I'm going to say, ain't no, my understanding, listening to what's going on, ain't nobody discrediting the shootouts. The shootouts are great for what they do.
Great. We love them.
You cannot claim grudge racing.
You're the baddest motherfucker
in the shootout.
In grudge racing because you want a shootout.
If that's what you do.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what?
That's what I say.
I'm going to tell you this. When Tony had his race at 131, he had a great shootout. But the priority, because we grudge racers, was grudge racing. Okay? And grudge racing, I think we done surpassed and we proved it. Everybody was there. Everybody that saw it. Those were confirmed grudge racing. If that's what we're talking about is grudge racing, it's two different things between a grudge racer and running shootouts. Now, the shootouts, I could never see anybody discrediting it. Why? Because you got to work to win it. You know, racing.
And the cars that are in the shootouts are faster.
I'll be second to say that, yes, Jimbo is on motherfucking fire. And truth be told, he's consistent, and he going to fuck up a lot of people.
Hey.
Now, is Jimbo
okay,
a badass grudge racer? I can't say that because he hasn't had the amount
Junior,
of
let me ask you this.
Versus the shootout this year. Yes?
Okay,
So, Junior.
Oh, haven't I? Listen,
when you talk,
hey, Junior, listen.
Hold on, wait. Let me get my
I
point.
I grudge race Kimo with Mark's car. I grudge race what's the name of the Blazer with Mark's car? Who else? I grudge race Hate Tank with Mark's car and won all those. And who else did I grudge race? I grudge race with you.
But I think he was just talking about your car. He might not even know about Mark's car.
But look.
Junior,
riddle me this. Junior, this is where I think is a great discussion. If we basing off of win versus who you race and how you race them, just like Jimbo just beat Kip in the shootout and then he raced him after the grudge and lost. So is his record 1-1 or is he 1-0 as a grudge race? I just don't understand the difference. And how we could take away the wins that it takes to get to that 10,000.
No,
this dude just won
20
grand.
See, you're wrong. I'm not taking that away. See, that's you're not listening.
So what's the?
I'm not taking.
No, I'm listening
it,
clearly.
I'm not
but what's a grudge racer?
Grudge racer. I'll give you an example. And I don't know the guy. Listen to this. I don't know the guy. But I sure in the hell seen him engaging. Whether he got his ass tore off or not, the dude with the white Mustang, White Devil. To me, that's those are grudge races. Win or lose, they
that's
engage him back
class,
to back.
Though.
A guy, I understand that. See, you're not listening.
When you're a top guy with a faster car, you go to the track and you can't get a grudge race. If I didn't have shootouts, I wouldn't even go to track halftime because I'll go there, walk around, and nobody will race. Everybody will know I need another pass.
What?
I need
what
another pass.
What
next thing I know, I drove
correct.
There for nothing.
What you're saying is correct, and in the shootouts, I think the shootouts are great. Why? Because for those that don't grudge race or can't get a grudge race, they still have the opportunity to win some money and do some racing. If you hitting me with it, I've never said anything wrong about shootouts. I think they're great, especially for the fans' perspective.
Okay, so, yes. Junior, let's take the same priority, and I don't want to cut you off. But, Junior, let's say right now, let's say this weekend me and you had a $5,000 shootout. Let's say in that shootout so happened that John Doe meets up with Jimbo. Let's say whoever wins that race wins. You trying to tell me, no matter what we just went through on this phone call, that that's not going to be classified as a grudge race?
How could it if it was part of a shootout? Now,
if they side bet, hold on.
When you in the shootout, you paid a fee to get in there to run.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a concert.
To me, a grudge racer, that's when we gambling our own, not what's in the pot from somebody else. Which that's what the shootout
Junior,
is. If
Junior,
you win $10,000 in the shootout, if you win $10,000 in the shootout, you didn't win them $10,000 from me. And if the shootout was a no buy-in, you didn't win a fucking thing from me.
But
so
my point is, it's a grudge race.
Right.
No matter, indifferent how we look at it. So if it's about money, and Junior, I'm not challenging you. I'm just trying to help me and you and every other promoter in America identify this and how are we going to classify
it. The difference
if we
is.
If we're going to have two different, I'm cool with that. Peso,
you're not going to see what a grudge racer. See, because you are a promoter. Yes, you're going to say that. But when it's different,
hey,
when you look at $10,000 on the line and it's y'all money and not the promoter's money, that makes a big difference.
Peso, in all fairness, it really, truly makes a difference in a driver's seat. When they got $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 out their own pocket or more, it makes a difference. When that crowd, when you got everybody talking that shit, man, we gonna rape your ass, we gonna gap your ass, we gonna do this, we gonna do that, you gonna knock the tire. You got all them pressures. But when you are in an event, and I'm calling it an event because that's exactly what a hat race is. It is just
like class racing
with no time.
That's
There's
right.
no pressure. You got to come in there. Hey.
Next round is 7 p.m. That means you got to be in the lanes at 7. No fucking pressure. Okay. Well, they had an oil down. Now you got to wait up, bottle cool down. Heat it back
so,
up. Hey,
so, so I get the event,
around
but
you,
I'm talking record.
You got 3,000 or 4,000 out your pocket. It's a big difference. There's a lot of motherfuckers that can take a grudge race that can't handle nothing.
Let me say this. In the shootout, it's a grudge race, man.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Man, shut up. Well, Johnny Quick is running away for like that.
In a shootout, it's a grudge race, man.
And look, this is for all of us. I'm trying to bring this to the table for everybody. So, Junior, all I want to do is me and
you
to talk.
Hold on.
We need one second of time to talk. I can't hear nobody.
Go ahead, Junior.
I'm just saying what Wayne said. If you side bet, this is my personal opinion, because I'm not in another man's pocket. But if I'm in a shootout, and all I got is $100 to side bet, and I bet that $100, then, yeah, I consider that a grudge race. But for
that's
me to be in the shootout, right, for me to be in a shootout and run you and run 10 other guys and never put up money, I was in a shootout.
Right.
That's all I was doing.
Right.
So
exactly.
You could never mix what he's doing, what Jimbo's doing. Again, I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm saying. What Jimbo is doing in them shootouts, he is fucking y'all up.
He's fucking them up.
He's doing his thing. Same way Johnny Quick. Same way Johnny Quick was laying their ass down. Now, if in them shootouts, Jimbo is side betting on every race, then you know what? If he went 10 rounds in the last week, 2 weeks, you know what? That's 10 grudge races that Jimbo had.
Right.
But if he only side betting one race, he only got one grudge race.
And that's my whole point, Junior. And this is for everybody. This isn't about Jimbo. I'm just saying I want to classify. If Aaron wins 10 shootouts in a row, I don't care who it is, I just want to say what classifies. So if we make a win record, Junior, if me and you are on a panel and we got to vote on who Grudge Racer of the Midwest was in November, I'm trying to see how can we reconcile to make sure it's a grudge race versus a
If Aaron chose to hat race his car, or Jimbo or Brian Davis or Wayne or anyone else, if Jimbo ran 7 races here this year miling and went undefeated, He would no doubt be the motherfucking man, but all he did was won a bunch of fucking rounds. That's all he did. Just like in a class, he went round wins.
Let me say this.
I don't know no class race paying out $20,000 a month.
Hey, Dougie, hold on, let me say this. Listen, I'm a hat racer, right? You find one person that's going to lock in with me for this weekend. Aaron's talking about letting me know Thursday. This is why I can't go race. Find somebody that will lock in this Saturday for me to graduate.
I understand
you know,
that. Just
and,
like
and you know,
that's
why
earlier.
So how
you just
raised
the grudge race.
How can I be a grudge racer?
The last race was your grudge race, your best race.
What you're saying,
that's
correct.
Yes.
You know, you are doing, again, you smart because you know that they ain't locking you in on the grudge side. You get into the shootouts. You're making money with the shootouts. That is excellent. But at the end of the year, if let's an example, if you won 25 shootouts and you only won 2 grudge races, you the shootout king without a doubt. But you can't be the king of grudge racing. But now I'm
well,
I'm
not grudge racing at all because
hey,
right. Barely anybody will race me.
I'm a change. I understand
Junior,
it. Can I finish now? Give me 1 second so I can finish before I forget. Now let's say a guy. I don't know a lot of the guys you got down there, but I'm gonna pick up. Let's say Cecil's car. Let's say Cecil had 25 grudge races, win or lose, and nobody else has got that many grudge races, whether he won or lost. Yeah, you'd have to give Cecil, man, that's the baddest grudge racer because he done engaged 25 times.
In that class, but certain classes
but,
of cars can grudge race more than other
that's
classes of cars. The fast guys can't grudge race like that because everybody's scared. It's like Danya. Danya can barely get any races because he's fast. You know, he's a good driver. He's hard to beat. So nobody races them, including me. I don't want to race them.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Junior, can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes,
I don't mean to cut y'all off, but I don't really want to separate the grudge races, but I just want to say the people we think are the fastest, and I don't mean this to take nothing away from nobody, but
right.
as of today, how many grudge races does Dime have?
None.
That I know of, none.
Yeah. Okay. How many grudge races does Johnny Quick have?
Hey,
well,
Wayne, I see what you're going with.
He beat Jimbo in a grudge race.
No, he didn't. He beat me in a shootout. I beat him in a grudge race.
Okay.
One or two that I know of. Correct.
All I'm saying is Jimbo just taking what's out here right now.
And he,
that's
okay.
all I'm saying,
And what
man.
Did I say? And he's smart. Didn't
you
I say that, Jimbo? What did I say, Jimbo? You smart because of what you're doing.
And I'm not taking Dom or Johnny Quick. I don't mean that negatively. I'm just saying.
Hey, everybody. Randy, your mic is open.
Man, what's going on, man? Man, how many motherfuckers going to keep climbing in through the windows, goddammit? What's happening, Randy?
Hey, Junior, we got to find a way to get in, man.
What was it?
Hey, Randy, are you going to be back this weekend before the NOET?
Yeah, I should be.
All right. So,
Mayday.
Jimbo looking to engage now.
Not that Marlon, unless Jimbo got 10,000 or better.
All right, here we go.
Lock that in.
Come on. Hold on. I need everybody.
Everybody else be quiet. Shut the fuck up.
I need everybody to mute except for Randy and Jimbo, please.
Hey, Randy.
Come on.
Tell them about the other one, Junior, first.
Let's stick to this.
You ain't about to trick us into all this. Now, look, Randy, I locked you in.
I ain't locked in.
I know you said you want to race him there, and I told him I'll run him for what we can run him for. I ain't know he was going
to
be back.
Aaron, I'm talking to Randy.
I
don't care who you are, man. You're not about to trick him. I'm going to get tricked. I'm locked in with you.
Man, you need to talk to Wayne, boy. You better talk to Wayne. Listen, Randy.
Listen, I already know.
Okay.
I'm not racing Jimbo at no mile in no way, man. So,
listen, Randy, do you want to lock in this weekend or no? Yes or no? It's simple.
That's a weak-ass excuse, man.
Okay.
That's a weak excuse.
Hey, it don't matter what it is. Peso, Wayne, all y'all get y'all money together when we go.
The money is up. It sounds to me that Milan excuse for the birds, man.
That Milan excuse for the birds. That's what you can tell.
Y'all can kiss my ass.
Randy, you want to go off a flashlight?
October 4th.
Hey, why was Rich trying to lock in the race this Saturday at Milan, but you won't race Jimbo at Milan?
I don't know. Because he was doing it.
Hey, Jimbo, they just said when they was coming back from Cecil, they'll race you that Sunday at Milan. Now they don't want to race you at Milan. What the fuck going on,
man? I already told. Hold on, man. Let me talk for a minute. Did I call in Thursday and say me and Jim are going to race? October 4th or September 20th. One of y'all pick.
So the race that your man tried to lock in this Saturday, Rich just called in on the phone. Let me update you. You're talking to Peso. Rich called the show today and said,
That ain't even for me and you.
Listen,
I don't know what.
It is, though.
I'm in Hollywood, man. I don't know what.
That's what I'm trying to update.
August 4th at Martin Mitchell, 1 on 10. Randy, let me update you.
Rich just tried to lock in John Doe.
I don't know what Rich money.
So listen to me.
Listen to me, Randy. You got to listen to me. That's why I'm trying to update you, sir. He called in to lock in the race.
Can you guys hear me?
Man's in them on Saturday.
Yes.
And then, yeah, Rich is on the phone. So,
yeah,
my man,
I tried to lock
in
a race with Avery. We're not racing Jimbo unless it's the 20th or it's the 4th of Martin, period. That's
so
the end
why?
Of discussion.
So
we're
why?
Discussion. Because I said that's where I want to race them. That's it, period.
Man, I love y'all to death. That's some weird
that?
Shit.
Well,
it's
about
nothing
that,
to understand.
Though.
Y'all got time to
no.
get y'all money up.
They call that their weak song.
What's weird about that,
man. Hey, Randy,
yeah,
I ain't got nothing to say because I'm not a racer. But I don't understand how y'all gonna race one man on the same track but don't want to race another man.
I just want
to
know
because Avery's
about
slow.
That.
I want both me and Jimbo to be at our best. If he can keep it in one piece till the
thank
third,
you. Rich.
I'm sure that's what. What,
Rich? Thank you. That's all I ask. That's all I'm asking y'all. That's all I'm asking y'all. But don't say that it's about the track because I didn't
did I say it was about the
your
car?
Listen,
did I say
anything?
How did you
did.
See six, how did you see 60 foot
hey,
out
listen,
of my car?
You raced that bike. I want to
how
know.
Did
I'm
you
about
see
60
foot out of my car?
Rich, I'm talking about people. I ain't say your car.
I'm just
I don't
saying
know
how did
car,
you
I'm
see?
Saying.
Okay.
So my point is,
it's
when
nothing
I seen
to do with the track at all. Nothing to do with the track.
Okay.
The track to death.
That's all I want to know. That's all I want.
But
know.
I want to race Avery slow, so I'll take a gamble with Avery.
Rich, that's all
isn't
you have
that
to tell me.
Why,
we good.
Isn't that why they let Rube and Phil in? Because they were slow, right? You guys let him in the shootout because they were slow with the wheelie bars. So
that's
they
right.
wasn't ready.
That's
so
right.
I want to too. I want to race Avery.
Yep. Hey, Rich, we good. Hey, I'm asking a question. Because if it was a problem with the track,
okay.
I wanted to make sure one thing I could do. That's all I wanted to make sure.
Nah, it ain't no problem with the track. We like mine, right? We ain't gonna raise
okay.
them up.
That's hey, Ray, you know that's on some real shit. I just wanted to make sure y'all was good. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's it. Well, when y'all race, it's gonna be a badass race, and wherever it happens, it's gonna be a good race. That's it.
We have confirmed.
If it don't happen at Miley. Well, we might just have to go to 131 and do it. That's where y'all feel comfortable at.
Yeah, that's where we're going. That's where we're going to go. That's where it's going to happen now. That's where
well,
it's going to happen.
That ain't written in stone. That ain't written in stone.
It would never happen, man. The fans will never see it.
Okay, then. Well, hey. It is what it is.
Nah, I'll fuck white trash up at Milan, though.
You ain't going to do shit, motherfucker.
I'll
fuck white trash
straight up
shit.
Hey, God damn.
When your first race
first?
When your first race
first,
man?
I'll pull up at Milan on a Monday and respect to fuck white trash up.
When your first grudge race first, man?
Hey.
Brandy, bring me back a souvenir, nigga.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. I'm trying to win it right now with white trash. When that motherfucker going to be there?
We can do that up here.
So what are you saying? What are you saying, man?
Lock in, I think.
I want to fuck
and like
you up.
Like you don't know, understand. What
are y'all
fuck
saying?
You up, that's what I'm saying, Wayne.
Oh, okay, now check this out.
Little Randy,
stick
my
ring
that.
Okay, I'm locking in for
Milan
only, not what?
Well, I'm going to race you at Milan.
Okay, then, no problem. Whenever I'm on the property,
I'm
on the property is a lock. Whenever I'm
bet.
On the property...
Lock.
At a grudge event, and you on the property, we can lock in.
It's locked.
Hey,
lock in
hey,
what? What's the lock in?
About,
hold on. You just don't call it a lock and don't go over the stiff now.
105. Ain't no stiff.
Okay,
it's
105. Listen to me
what
clearly.
Up?
Junior, hey, so y'all write this shit down.
Junior, you got me? Junior, you got your book.
We not talking about test and tune. We're not talking about no Sunday. A grudge event where there's a good track. If John Doe is on the property and white trash is on the property, we locked in 105, run by 8 o'clock.
Both sides.
Head
both
up, 400 pro tree, yo 29.
Both sides.
Do whatever I come on. Because I might decide to put something else on there besides 28th that day.
Long as it's
okay.
Bigger than the 29.
Long as he got oil pressure. As long as he got running.
Both.
Hold on.
Listen to what he said.
Long as I ain't got nothing bigger than
20.
Long as I ain't got nothing bigger than a Randy
Cat,
which is a 29, 10-5 W.
Exactly.
Randy, you on the W?
Randy, let me
be clear. Randy,
hey,
make sure
you
got to
be running.
One at a time.
One at a time. Come on.
If either car is broke, it ain't no lock, so it don't matter. It's the brake rule next. 105, both got to be nitrous cars. Both got to be on 29s or smaller. Whenever we bump on the ground, a lot at a grudge.
Hey, Randy, I got one question because I heard it.
At a grudge event.
And the last question I got for me and Junior, is it no W's or W's? Because I heard 29, but I don't know if John Doe on the W's.
I got a 29W. Everybody know what I got.
Hey, man, they can't fuck with nothing less than a W, man. Come on now. Stop it.
Okay.
So stop this shit.
Hey, man.
We seen him on 28.
I'm sure they can put some 29s on and go faster then. That's what I don't see the problem. Why they don't put them on? Everybody else got them.
Stop.
I seen Street King get down on the 28.
Hey,
I ain't gonna do it again. I'm coming to race.
Hey,
on 29. Put them on.
I think I want to fuck Wayne up worse than I want to fuck Jimbo up, man. Real talk.
Gentlemen, give me one second. Let me make sure I got this before I let y'all go at each other's throat. We got John Doe and White Trash. 1-on-5.
Hey, Peso, come in.
Nothing bigger than the 29W. Head up. You said Pro Tree 8th Mile. If both cars are at the track and it's a grudge event and you have the break rule, correct?
Both of them got to be nice.
What was that?
Both of them got to be nitrous cars. Both got to be nitrous.
Yeah, on nitrous. 29 units long. And like I said, for the record, I've seen Street King get down to fucking 28 and gap people.
Well, I mean, no, you talking about two separate cars.
No bars, too, right? No bars, right? I know.
Hey, Randy, I know. I had to sign that in. I seen Aaron get down on the 28. I had to throw it in.
No bars, right, Randy?
No bars.
Okay.
Yes.
No bars.
You don't even got to say that no more. Hey, if a motherfucker got to have on bars around here, he's going to need to be right.
1,000 or 5,000.
1,005 or better.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, man, you hurry up and get here, man, because Abe got on 31s or 33s in bars.
The only question I got to ask, Wayne, is this going to be any time before November 9th? I just want to know, man. God, you know what I'm saying? I'll just ask.
Hey, Randy.
That ain't cool, Randy.
Hey, Randy, that's a good question. Randy, you got a great question. Wayne, is it going to be before? We want to know you're going to come out before wintertime. We're going to call this car snow.
Hey, hold on.
Wayne, we got a question for you.
Hold on. First of all, my shit was running this year. Randy, this is your first motherfucking car.
I know, man. I know, but guess what I'm hearing now, though, Ryan.
Think about what you're
saying,
man. Come on, Ryan.
I'm here now, though.
It's me and you, though.
I'm here.
We're going to do this
listen,
shit.
Man, I'm here.
We're going to wait.
I'm here, man.
We're going to shake hands.
Hey.
The chef going to cook us some food. And we're going to have a ball, man. It is what it is.
I
talk to Aaron
I'm
every
here
day,
now.
Man. That's my man, man. Y'all stop that other bullshit, man.
Hey. We just want to see white trash, man. That's all we saying, Wayne.
Hey, that's all, man.
It's coming soon, man. It's coming soon.
It'll be New Year.
Hey, listen. I can't wait to put a Candy Alvarez stripe down in the middle of that motherfucker.
Hey, man.
That's going to be a black stripe on that motherfucker. It's going to look like a zebra.
You're going to get a black stripe put on it, too. You know, we spoke about this the other days, Wayne.
Junior, we're not talking about Florida, man. We talking about now, man. Cut it out.
It might be sooner than that.
You motherfuckers locking in for December, man. Stop it, man.
You ain't never heard me lock in for December.
Hey, Junior, I'm going to hit you under the belt. I hope it don't be no rain for Wednesday because y'all bitch going to cancel.
What was that now? I'm telling you this. I don't give a fuck if it's the same
what
day.
What the fuck
too
is going on? Happy holidays, God damn it.
But talking about racing, Wayne, what's up with, didn't you have a street car? Didn't you have a street car?
Can somebody inform me on what's going on this weekend between Jimbo and Street King? What's going on now?
Okay. Come on.
Hey, man, squinty say over his mic up, Junior.
Oh, my God. You know, Squinty show
Randy
up at 11 o'clock at night. He just want a motherfucker to open the door for
bring
him
me back a souvenir, man.
What's Squinty's number?
I got you, man.
All right,
what's
man. Squinty, I'm off.
What's
you guys.
What's Squinty's last number?
Aaron, all right,
Jimbo.
What's Squinty's right, last number?
I sure will.
Hey, what's Squinty's
somebody,
last
somebody
number?
Give Junior. Yeah, somebody get Junior Squinty last four. I don't know it.
Man, I got to pull this damn paperwork out. Hold on.
Everybody on vacation.
They looking for Squinty last four, baby.
Kimo cracked me up. Kimo, you still on the phone, man?
Yes, I am.
What's up, my dog?
What's going on?
Hey, it's 248-5593.
Hey, I think I heard you say you're a professional spectator now, right?
Yes, I am.
Hey, well, let me go.
I don't know how long that's going to be, though.
Hey, bring us some lawn chairs out Saturday, Kimo. We're going to sit right on the starting line with some lawn chairs.
You get it, Junior?
Yes.
248-5593.
Junior.
Hey, Quinn. Yes, sir.
What's going on, Junior?
Shit, I can't call it. I've been here since 7 o'clock. And you?
I had to take the kids out. And I just came in on the tail end of my family feud.
I wasn't questioning you, sir. Family,
I know, I'm
family.
Just, but
you know,
I'm just saying.
First,
yeah, I look. You know how you got the middle, and you got your, you got, you, you. I'm hanging. I'm the right hand. Then I'm looking over at the left hand, and you sometimes because you with the body, you get mad at the left hand, but you just keep quiet because you attached to the body. So I'm attached to the body, and you know I ain't gonna get mad at the left hand right now, even though the left hand gets slick as shit he be saying. You know, I love my family. I ride with my family. And some of the dumb shit that the other motherfuckers be saying need to shut the fuck up with that.
Excuse me, everybody.
Hey,
hold on, y'all. Give me a minute. Excuse me, everybody. Dom, your mic is open. The executioner. Uh-oh.
And we got J.R. Gibson.
And J.R. Gibson, your mic is open. Let's get it, y'all.
Come on.
And Dirty Brown, your mic
say.
Is open, too. Mike Panetta.
Come on.
Let's get it, y'all. Come on.
They should watch what they say, because you know you don't know who in the
Squinty
family.
Don't
know
come on, Mike Panetta, let's go.
Motherfuckers be saying shit, and don't realize there's other people to be involved with that. You know what I'm saying? Be careful what you're saying, because people be getting. I'm one of them people. I get sensitive, but I be trying to be quiet. You know,
I can erase you in a what, Squinty?
I mean,
I want to ask Junior. I gotta ask you a question. Junior, I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
You were saying about that. I kind of caught in on the tail end of it. But
yes.
Who the one, I mean, you got a shootout champion and you got a grudge race champion. Let me ask you this question. Well, damn. I mean, motherfucker, what is Jimbo trying to say? I erased a whole bunch of grudge races and won and get in the motherfucking shootouts to promote the
That's
race.
Correct.
And
That's
went
correct.
Round. So
That's
where the
correct.
Fuck do I come in at? That's all I'm asking.
I mean when you tally up your grudge racing, I look at it like this. Whoever out of Michigan, okay, whoever has the most grudge races, whether he wins or loses, I mean, isn't that the grudge racing? Now, whoever has the most shootout wins, of course, you got to acknowledge that.
But the
313-6941. I don't know what you got going on with your shit, but mute it, please.
What?
6941,
Mike is muted, bro.
I just did. No, I just muted it right now. I'm sorry. I may have hit the wrong. No, 6941. I just muted it right now. That's where the echo was coming through from.
I'm Mike, just muted.
If you talking, it ain't muting.
I'm pushing the button. When I push the button back to mute it, I'll be quiet.
Hold on. Now, I just turned that one off. I'm going to open it back up.
Are we there?
Yeah. Hey, Squinch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you won, being you brought up the question, if you race more grudge races, I mean, who can dispute a guy that's got 15, 20, 30 grudge races? I mean, the guy that has three of them can't win it. How? The same way whoever is winning the shootouts, because I see what direction this is going in. Whoever's winning the shootouts, how can you dispute his record? I mean, whether you do it because he won shootouts or even a guy, you might have three different guys that win shootouts, but you might have one guy that made it to the finals of all those shootouts. That's a bad man. That guy that made, he just wasn't lucky. He just wasn't winning. So, I mean.
Now, Junior, you brought up a good point, and that's where I was going earlier. Little Chris has more grudge races than probably anybody on this phone, right?
Squinchy
would race a pro mod, so I see where Squinchy coming from. And then that's what I'm trying to say. What do we classify? Because if we classify that, Little Chris has more races than anybody.
And he definitely does.
Grudge race the rookie of the year.
So guess
hey,
what?
Look,
he got two boats to ride on.
But
unless you betting something on that motherfucker.
I'm gonna put it like this. I got a fault in my program. I ain't really been out this month. We didn't try to bring out a new car to have some issues. I done worked on my issues. Now I gotta come in and I gotta make a point. I gotta say it like this, and excuse me anybody gets talking about it. Jimbo has been racing longer than me, and people may be scared of racing Jimbo. People ain't going to be scared to race me because I'm Squinchy, because I haven't had the caliber of car. I got the caliber of car, but I ain't been able to get it down the track. Now I'm getting ready to get this bitch down the track. What is it going to stand right there? Is they going to be scared to race me because Jimbo's saying they don't want to race him? Fuck that. You could get a motherfucker to race you, Jimbo. Get at the ass. Get the motherfucker to race you. You can get a motherfucker to race you.
Quincy, you got the biggest, craziest heart in the game racing pro mods. You know what I mean?
you
racing pro mods. You racing everything.
You ran
a
drag strip.
It's trying to race. It's not your job to say, I'm the fastest. Y'all come to me. It's your job to go out there and get them motherfuckers to race you.
Thank you.
That's what this is about.
Hey, Squinch, you engaging with cars, you and Drick engaging with dragsters, you trying to go. You know, that's the thing with this, man. I think a lot of people lose sight of what grudge racing is, man.
Grudge racing is engaging, prima donna.
Thank you. I mean, okay.
Let's all quit being that, and let's race.
I get mad when my family gets into it. I understand the caliber of cars. If you go back 10 years, the caliber of cars were different. But the same way when your nuts were hot and you were engaging any and every which way you could, I mean, you got plenty of guys that have the same caliber of cards, and a lot of times you look at it, this is my perspective, you look at it two ways. Well, if I run this guy, it's going to kill my action, but yet you ain't ran nobody in 3 months. I mean, what's the fucking difference, man? You know, and some guys just, if they're not looking down somebody's throat, they ain't trying to engage with them, you know?
Hey.
But that's my opinion on it.
Hey, Joe.
Hold on.
Joe,
what's
Boogie,
up, brother?
Your mic is open.
Boogie,
what up,
Brooke?
What up?
Yeah. They had me holding on for an hour, but I'm on this motherfucking
night. There you go. There you go. What's up, bro?
God damn it. Hey, man, I've been hearing a lot of people threatening people, man, and I couldn't get on. I'm like, Junior, would you click me on? Junior. And he couldn't hear me, though. God damn it, I hung up after that hour, tall meatball. Kick me on, god damn it. These motherfuckers around here with their chest poked out. Uh-huh. We got this thing called a chest poker. Any bears on the phone?
Yeah, you have plenty of them. I don't know if you can still see them. They might be in the woods now. But, yeah, we got them.
Yeah. Is there any bears on the phone? I heard a lot of people had their chest stuck out. They was on 28, 29, 31 with Willie Bob. Dave and all them with all their chest poked out. We'll kill one of y'all.
Where the fuck you going to be at this weekend, Bookie? Where the fuck y'all going to be at? And we ain't talking. Okay.
Who am I talking to first before I get into this unclosed
animation? Squinchy.
Hey, Squinchy.
Where the fuck you going to be at this weekend?
Hey, you know what, Squinchy? Real talk, bro. B100 with you. I'm going to Arkansas.
Okay.
But what was on your mind?
Y'all was coming down. You know, I was gonna challenge something out your camp. I'm feeling funky and I'm leaping. I don't even give a fuck whether I'm running good or bad. I'm fucking with somebody at no ET. I've been sitting on the phone like I don't for hours trying to be quiet. If I gotta go with y'all, I'm gonna go with y'all.
Yeah. We could. It's sad to say that we committed to go somewhere else, but boy, we wasn't.
Hey,
Bookie, you never know, though. That man might make that right, make it turn around, now.
Huh?
That man might make it right for you now, Bookie, and you might not have to go that far.
What do you mean, make it right? What do you mean?
I said that man might make that right for you, make get that price right for y'all. Y'all might not have to travel that far.
No,
I don't know. I was just stating that, Bookie. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
A sizable financial commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I ain't ran to no bushes. Yeah, if they was coming and he had something I liked, I might have jumped on it. They got cold blue. I might have jumped on cold blue. I don't scare me.
I like Squinty, though. God damn it, that goddamn Squinty. I don't know what part of Detroit he's from. He must be in the motherfucking the ghetto part of it. I like him.
Oh, no. He's from Pontiac, man. He's Pontiac, man.
There you go.
Hey,
I can come to Detroit and fuck with Squinty. He's all right.
The majority of y'all need to move to Pontiac then, because shit, whatever they got in the water down there, boy, they got some gangster shit in there, boy.
Hey, Junior, they know no better.
You're right, we know.
Hey, man, congratulations to Jimbo, man. Won another shootout, too, man. You know, I get props when it's due, but that ain't gonna stop me from getting on his ass.
Are you saying y'all would like to engage with Jimbo also?
Shit, he know it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He one of them shootouts. That don't scare no motherfucking body. Not over this way.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Hey, I told him congratulations, but fuck him.
Yeah, he do say he can't get no action.
Shit, that's a goddamn lie. Tell him to goddamn it, get on the phone and tell Boogie 1-on-10. Watch we lock his ass in.
Sir, I don't think you're gonna get much of a response to that, sir.
Yeah,
not tonight we won't. Not tonight.
I heard Aaron didn't want to bet $2,500, and Jimbo told him, no, he got to have a certain amount. So we like that kind of shit.
Okay. Hey, I'm glad you got on the line, Bookie. There was a gentleman.
Yeah, Bookie, where are you?
Where
did
everybody go?
Right.
I want to see
What
time
you
want to see? Both of them
motherfuckers ran that high and that quick. All of them. Everybody.
What'd you say? Everybody. They went.
Every last.
They ran
Bookie,
out of
where Donnie gonna be at this weekend?
YMR.
Hey man, I don't know who talking. I can't hear everybody. What you say?
Hey, Bookie, ain't never one of
motherfuckers.
Hey, listen.
Go ahead.
I'm talking,
listen.
Man. I'm trying to talk to Bookie. I said, Bookie, where Donnie Yates gonna be at this weekend?
Who is that?
This is your friend Peso, your local Detroiter. Bookie here.
Hey, what up, Peso? We going to Arkansas.
Okay, well, you can't engage with nobody up here this weekend, so everything is postponed until another time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
see. Yeah.
I wanted to see where you was going. You know how it is. It's week to week. You know what I mean? So.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to see if y'all was. I was seeing if y'all was gonna be here this weekend.
Wow. Okay.
That
went
on 10. That went on 10. A lot of money though.
Now, Randy, what did you just say, Randy? Was that Randy talking?
Yeah, I just said everybody got quiet as a motherfucker.
Oh, okay. Goddamn, why am I on the phone, goddammit? Your money turned over again. How do you motherfuckers?
Hey, Randy, didn't motherfuckers usually get quiet when Dolomite walked into the room? Huh? Huh? Motherfuckers were like, oh, shit, let me shut up.
Thanks. Hey, so the only motherfucker stuck his head out. Where everybody else go?
hey, Randy, man, I'm by myself, man. I'm on this Dose, man. I'm feeling good, Randy, man. I should be on vacation with you, man.
I can't
wait for this goddamn. Hey, listen, I got one thing to say about that shit again, and I hope people listen. I can't wait for goddamn family problems to get cleaned the fuck up. Brother, we need to get a goddamn boxing ring and let the family fuck each other up. And no fix, no nothing, and let it go.
Hey,
Squinty, man.
It's
like the big brother. It's like the big brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, the little brother get, you know, grow up, and he want to outdo the big one. So now it's time for me to go to his ass, you know what I'm saying? I just can't wait for it to be over.
Hey, Squint. This is the world of good racing. A true grudge racer don't give a fuck who it is. For the most part, they will give you the shirt off their back. But boy, if you get in that other lane, they're gonna knock fire from your motherfucking ass.
I tried to explain that shit to Squinty a couple weeks ago, man. I said, man, it really ain't no fancy grudge racing shit, man. When after all the smoke clear up, then you race everybody else. Guess who left the race? The motherfuckers in your circle.
That's right. I mean, sooner or later, hey, you know, somebody got to reign supreme. I mean, it ain't nothing personal, but yeah.
If I got to sit on the side and wait for my king to die, then I got to wait for my king to die if I got to get the crown. But I'm not going up there taking my knife and cut my king's head off to get his crown. That's just the way I work. I'm old school like that. I'm gonna have to fight the other goddamn kingdoms to get my crown. But I'm not gonna chop my king's head off, and that's just how I am.
Quincy, what you gonna do when the king leave you on the other side of the gate and tell you to deal with the wolves on the other side of the gate by yourself?
Didn't you watch 300? That's how we all had to come up. We had to go on top of the mountain and kill the wolf. I ain't scared to go kill the wolf.
I don't know. The last one.
Drop me over there.
The last one I seen with them guys from 300. I don't know that they got fucked up real bad, like killed.
Hey, but the hey, the whole 300 of them went out against me or you.
Hey, yep, I know one thing. When you get back clear on the other side, you going to cut this motherfucking king head off. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah. I mean,
me and Randy done talked about it. He just know how I am with this, man. It's just I be quiet. I was going for a minute. I was just quiet because I represent both. I hate this shit. I ain't even gonna lie. I wish this shit.
One thing about it, Squinty. You only can be on one side of the fence. You can't straddle that fence.
I'm building a fence.
So fuck what
everybody talking about.
Hey,
I built it.
It ain't no unit
hey,
no more, man.
Hey, Quinn, you know how you said about a king? Man can't serve two masters, man. Never that. Never that. Especially when they were proven.
Man.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
we're going to ride the
fence. You slip and fall and bust your nuts, Squinty.
Let me go on and get to my business. Mike Panetta on the phone. I already got what's grooving them locked in, so we missed the event, Mike, so I guess we back on for this weekend. Is he on the phone? Yeah, a lot of people went back in the – they opened his mic, but they went back in the bushes.
Hey, man, I was listening earlier, man. There was a lot of bad on the phone. I couldn't get through then, so I'm going to just go ahead and get on off the phone, and I hope everybody have a nice weekend and don't eat too much.
Hey, Bookie.
Yes,
what day y'all going to Arkansas?
What day we leaving?
Yeah.
Who is that, Young Money? Randy?
Yeah.
I'll call you.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you know. You going?
I don't know, man. I might make the trip, man. These suckers are out here, man. I don't know what's going on around, man.
Hey, come on down there, man, and, you know what I'm saying, get the car right and come on back and kill them.
I just may do that. Scotty D put the call in. I don't know if he's going to do that or not, but he definitely called.
Hey. Yeah, just call me when you get back.
Okay. Right.
I'll let you know when we get. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't like how them people talking over there, man. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it'd be all right. We're gonna let them season for a minute. We're gonna let them soak for a minute. It'd be all right.
Huh?
Hey, man, just because he out of town and he might not be back, we're going to hold this motherfucker down.
Yes, sir.
What happened? What was going on this weekend? What y'all locked in?
5-on-25.
What you want, Coach?
Run by 6.
Coach, what's up?
But I told him I ain't had a converter before I even did it, and I told him I let him know Thursday if it's a for sure lock. But,
I'll be there.
But I know I have it. No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Because he said it was on the bench the other day, and they even opened them off. So. But I'm on their ass in the morning. I called them 10 times the other day. Talked to Ben and Joe. They both was. I'm going to go on and end this shit.
Yeah, man, you know. don't get them too bad, or I ain't going to get them. You know, they think. They think you fat, I'm faster than you. I don't know why they think that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't know. That's why I said, I hate to blow it if you want to lock in. That's why I left it open. If you want to race him and fuck him up, and you ain't got to arm. Because he might not race you when I fuck him up and gap him. A lot of motherfuckers ain't going to race.
Yeah, well, you know.
Then it's going to fuck your racing up. That's why
I can't take it no more, man. I'm just tired, man. I can't take this shit. If you fuck him up, I'm satisfied. I ain't even got to go to his ass. That's what I want to hear. You see that shit? That's what I want to hear.
So you're ready shit.
Hey, I'll go. I went on one ass and go straight to his motherfucking ass.
When you ready. I told him, I don't got no shootout card. Randy can get in that. My shit for grudging. So I don't got no problem. My shit sitting there and I can't get a race because I'm going to get my ass on the road. We ain't got no problem traveling. Now, them boys down there sit like us on 29W with no bars. All that on 28 shit, they don't cry. If they want to feel they faster than me, they'll try us. But all them boys down there had on 29s. Did they not, Randy and Bookie? Y'all was down there. What them boys have on?
That's fine.
29s. All the shootout cars, the small block, had 28s. But everybody else in that bitch rolled through that gate. We was right in front of the gate. 29W.
With no bars.
No bars. Tell them, Bookie, no bars.
Who y'all directing that to, Avery?
Hey,
no, to whom it may concern. so that way they won't think we just pointing the finger at nobody.
Rudy,
there you go.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, and I wish your motherfucker would say something about take some 29s off putting a true 29 on when the 28W is wider than the 29. I wish your motherfucker would say that to me again.
Hello. Hello.
Say it again, Bucky.
I wish your motherfucker would tell us to take 29s off and put a true 29 on when the 28W is wider than the 29.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
That 28 shit just means you can't run certain people because they're tired bigger than yours. That's why they have behind that. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, but that's not, but see, that's not technically true.
I know that, but that's,
you know,
what they think. They ain't got to run a 29 car.
A 29 is taller. It ain't wider.
No, sir.
So I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Your 28 working, that's what you need. You don't need, if you're 28 working and you don't need a 29, that's your business.
The motherfuckers, they cost the same price when you buy them bitches.
That's why. You know what I'm saying? It's all, you know what I'm saying, what you put on your car and what fits on your car and what works for you. That's all. You know what I'm saying? So, but I wasn't mad at them when they told us we had to take the big ties and bars off. We did that. But that's it.
Right.
That's the fires that go. Now,
you
all you can do now.
We all did it.
You,
we all had that shit on there. Not eating them.
Okay.
Go ahead and take that shit off.
That's what I'm saying. So, ain't no, you can't tell us to take shit off. We done took off what
right.
you wanted us to take off.
Look,
all right. I gave him an option. He show up Saturday with one of them off. I don't give a fuck which one. He can take a pit. And I ain't got no problem doing his ass straight when I come in the track.
Yeah, but that's all I'm saying. I just wanted to. Yeah, now I just wanted to say that because I just got tired of people doing it. Now, I will say this for the record. I was mad one day and said, you know what, 98, fuck it, man. They ain't going to let us get in this shootout, man, because they know we got a 29W on. Let's put a 29 on and go in there and shake their ass up. Guess what? We left with the money, the crown, the trophy, and the girls. So after we did that,
After we did that, we got there, motherfucker. Yes, sir. That's what happened. Man, you down there having a ball or what, man? You get young money a sidewalk kit. Yeah, man, we got a sidewalk, man.
Put some glitter in that shit. We'll walk by and say YMR with glitter.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey,
Kim,
where
go? Going on, man? God damn, it was just,
man.
A lot of hostile shit going on the phone before I got on that, man.
Hey, man, they all left, man. They all left,
and I
man.
I went in the closet and got on the phone away from the family. Now everybody gone, huh?
Hey, man, they probably on the phone leaving Joe messages and shit. Don't fix that converter. Don't do that.
Who was looking for me? Who said where Kimo go?
Kimo.
Kimo.
You said something earlier. Dougie paid that punk out. He took care of that.
Oh, okay.
He paid that thing.
You still on the phone, Dougie?
No,
phone,
I think Dougie gone. Well, I'm gonna get ready
Dougie,
to close.
I'm waiting on Dougie to come out so I can see Godzilla. I'm gonna see Godzilla. And
that's Kazuki.
That little motherfucker behind Godzilla that blow the smoke stiff, the little old ring.
Hey, Bookie, don't underestimate that sneaky motherfucker now. You know, he ain't gonna show his face to you right now.
Yeah, he went testing, you know, it was something wrong.
If you ain't seen that motherfucker, it ain't right yet, believe me. When you see that motherfucker at the track, you best believe Doug gonna be ready to lock somebody in off the trailer and all that shit. He come.
I'm chopping heads off.
I knew that would get his ass out the bushes right there.
I see one of Billy and them boys at the paint store. They're like, man, you had it, you got that Malibu. He said, yeah. He said, he just spilled his whole beans. Somebody went to the track and all this shit. He said, that motherfucker fast. Like, but they ain't got that motherfucker all the way right. And I'm just listening. He hustling like a motherfucker.
So, Dougie, did y'all pick a tire size yet, man? I know y'all got them all, man.
I'm on the biggest tire that I can fit on the car with stock suspension.
And what's 29.5W. And what is that, sir?
I can fit up to a 31 on it.
So you own a 31.
Oh, so you racing A.
Yeah. No,
I said,
he ain't going to race A because A been they camp, you know.
I'm on 29s, man.
29 what?
A 29, 10.5, no W.
All 29s are the same. It don't matter if it's a W or not, man. God damn.
Is it A? Is a 315 the same?
Nope, they're taller. That's a 31.
315 is a wider and taller tire, motherfucker.
That's a 31,
whatever,
man.
Well, it just sit at a 31. It fits on my car.
Hey, I may have some on in Georgia, so shit, don't talk like 315s won't work, man.
Oh, I know they
both gonna have on some.
Hell yeah.
No whip gonna be there. He locked in.
So what's going on with the car though? What's happening now, man? There was an update.
I mean, when I come out, I come out. That's the update. That's all I can update.
Will it be out this year?
Oh, it'll be out this year. I I'm not like you guys. I don't like to test in front of crowds.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Once we turn your ass up.
No, we get discounts.
I mean, I know how expensive. I called down to Norwalk to see how expensive it was.
Norwalk? Who go to Norwalk, man?
And you ain't waiting around here.
I rent Lapeer, man. Hey, I rent Lapeer, man.
You rent,
man, John
Burke, that's
the only
one
go out there, man.
Doug, you rent Gross Beck. You said you rent Gross Beck when they was doing road work on it.
Yeah.
You rent Gross Beck when they was doing road work on it.
Hey, Dougie.
Yeah.
John Barquette go to Lapeer for real.
Yeah, I know. I seen it.
It shows,
I ain't
too.
Bad at
I said, man, you at Miley, you could turn that motherfucker up.
I heard it's coming around, though. How did it look?
Oh, yeah, it went down. It's going around. It's coming. I told him, you can't go to no track like the pier and go down and come to Miley. Shit. The
pier's the
You go down Miley, you can go down any track.
Man, I feel like if you can go down Lapeer, you can go down any track.
You can go down if you can go down Lapeer, you can go down any street.
Right. There you go.
What are you talking about? If you go down
Lapeer. What's going on with Dark? You ready to go down somebody's ass?
we going down on asses this weekend. We out there from Wednesday on. I'm parking the motorhome and everything out there. I'm camped out. You can let them know. We camped out.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, huh?
We camped out. I'm moving in come Wednesday, 2 o'clock. You already know. Shit, we camped out. They anxious
hey, you
to make
you ain't talking
to
Richard, did you, Randy?
I'm
you ain't talking to Randy. Everybody left this motherfucker's phone.
I'm still on here.
Oh. See, that's all
oh,
good,
man.
I'm
glad Rich still on there. I'll be there in the morning, Rich. We got a scale swap meet.
Are you bringing both cars out?
You working tomorrow, Rich?
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
taking squad meet in, Darth Vader.
You want
to
bring that thing back up there tomorrow?
Thursday? Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to test Thursday?
I'll look at it this time.
Randy, we going to test Thursday?
Fuck, we going to camp out with Squinchy. We're going to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Fuck it.
I told you, I'm gonna. I'll reach out. Oh, girl, says she gonna. Hey, a girl says she gonna save our spot.
Her motorhome right next to Squinty.
Yeah, we taking the whole area again.
You
gonna
have to
make Squinty. You gonna have to make your mind up if you young Mike. I'm never scared, boy.
I told you, you know where I'm at.
Hey, fact, you know this is what we gonna do, man. This is what we gonna do, man. We gonna keep little Chris, man. You can go the other way if you want to, man. We have to have.
Hey, that's family, dog. I had already been beat up, shot down, talked about, and they had the shit. Calm down. Here go Chemo trying to get those dots at a goddamn balloon again. Fuck you, Chemo.
Hey, that wasn't me, man. That was the CEO speaking up. You know, that's out of my hands. I ain't got no control over that.
He get ready to bust this YMI record. We gonna get we getting an award for the most grudge racers this year, goddamn.
Hey, man.
Hey,
look,
Hey Chemo, once I
cut Wayne motherfucking head off and put it on the hood of my car, shit, it ain't gonna be no more never scared. All of them gonna be running the other way.
Hey Randy. Randy, you got to get in line for that one. You got to get in line for that one.
Hey, Squinchy.
What up?
Hey, Squinchy. Hey, look.
What up?
Me and Jimbo line up. You make sure you stand in the under the tent now.
I ain't coming up. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna work on my top.
Hey, we don't want to see no videos up. Come on, look what Squinchy's standing at. You might get in trouble on either side you get on.
I'm not covered. It's going to be enough bullshit in the game, goddammit. I'm going to let y'all go and do what
y'all
got to
do. You get on the wrong side, they might want to tell you to get away from the camp. Or, damn, whose side are you on? Just stand in the middle, man. That's what I do when they come up and they racing the shootout. I stand in the middle, man. They be like, you going to bet against me? I said, man, listen, my back window says straight shot performance, man. I'm in the middle. You can't do a man like that.
You got Squinchy. Squinchy got emotion. He got never scared, young money, and straight shot performance. He's wearing too many hats. That's got too many hats on.
That's why you said he ain't coming up there?
Hey,
Squint. Hey, Squint, you who feel locked in with this weekend?
We was locked in with the hate tank. I'm going to try to get a hold of them this week and see if they'll come up and do it at Milan.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do for Squint?
We're going to gap the shit out of them. That's going to be an easy one. Did it rain that Martin this weekend? Nah, what happened with that?
It cleared up. They had a race.
They made a race.
Jimbo won a shootout.
Jimbo got a shootout.
There's some videos. There's videos on Facebook.
Then he turned around and raced.
He won another.
He turned around and raced, what you call it? Kip, didn't he?
He ran Kip. Yeah, he ran lit, though. Kip ran lit against him.
Kip ran lit, okay. I thought they grudge raced. I've been confused.
They grudge raced afterwards, and Kip beat him.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, goddamn, Jimbo flying.
They said he fucked Kip up. Like, what?
Yeah, no, he ran lit. Then Brian Davis ran Alexander, that turbo car, that Procharge car.
Yeah.
The blue one. And that Procharge from Chicago, Alexander.
How many cars was in the shootout, man?
I think seven, they said.
Eight.
Jimbo beat the hate tank and Brian Davis to his road to the finish, to the final.
To beat the shit out of Brian Davis.
Only problem was probably Brian Davis. I mean,
he knocked his tire off. No, Brian Davis red lit. He red lit.
Okay.
Motherfucker Jimbo doing his thing on that fucking shootout. He winning them motherfuckers. Hey, like he got rabbit food. He got a bunch of them bitches.
Man doing his thing with them. Can't be mad at that shit.
Yeah.
Get that money.
Free money.
Get that
he
money.
Shit. Yeah. I ain't mad at him. Ain't nobody hating on him. That's what I said. I'm not hating on him. Shit, he doing his thing in that shootout.
Hey, listen, it's different between the shootout and the grudge race, dumb shit.
Yeah. Nobody don't want to grudge race him. I mean, shit. When we try to run you at Martin, like Shoe said, they asked him. I stayed out of his shoes and asked him, and he didn't want to grudge race. So any other time, he'd be like, come on. And he made hits all that day, so, and Friday. So,
what
I don't know.
Did the Bruno brothers ask him to race, and he declined?
Yep, him and what's the name? Him and JR. So they said he was going to this shootout and called him out first round. But they try to, Blaine Brothers try to run him at Milan in the shootout when he won. And then they was like, no, nah, they ain't doing it.
But I don't think he seen the number that he wanted to see until this past weekend. So he might be ready to go. I ain't going to take nothing from him. He writes, but, man, fuck him, man. We got to go down on their ass.
Who you going to go? Who you say you got to go down?
I'll call you when you get off the phone, Randy.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm about to get off here, man. I'll holler at y'all.
Young Money.
Why am I? All
right, man.
All right. I'm about to call you right now, Randy.
All right. All right, fellas. I'll holler at y'all, too. I got to put my kids to sleep.
All right, Squinch.
Who else?
Young Money.
Meatball. Meatball.
Hey, King, you still on the phone, King?
Hello?